We have new video from a crash that sent welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he was expected to be okay.
TheBoxingBullies.com. It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing from God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious that would have been out for a year or two. It just would have been, you know, ending my career. So I know them guys wish that I wasn't back so fast, but I am back, and I want to fight the top names in the division.
I have to ask you about your eye. We were all worried about you, but you had to pull out of the Manny Pacquiao fight.
I want to fight. Yeah, one eye. I got another eye.
So. WBC of IBF welterweight champion of the world.
That's why I sat back and I told people I didn't want to come to fight.
You know, I've been getting a second chance at life, and I've been getting a third chance at boxing.
Nobody's more a chance proper. You know, big fish on this side too that, you know, I got to fry. Like I said, I'm going to get these up over here, then I'm going to come take Ken Crawford belt because I said I'm going to be undefeated welterweight champion of the world.
SBS Promotions.
Yo, what up, wow, hey, you know I just came back in from outside, definitely enjoying some of the many, many lovely gifts from my good friend Brandon. I was just telling Brandon, our resident stoner, who's supplying us with all these lovely gifts from cookies. You gotta see here, my friend. I was just telling him how I haven't run across any bad Brandons yet, man. Like, all my Brandons in my life are pretty good. Shout out Brandon in Houston, Brandon in Vegas, Brandon in North Carolina. If you're a Brandon, you're pretty much, we've been rocking out. Brandon Maurice in Cincinnati, and now we got another Brandon, the resident stoner, brother. So talk to us, man. How are you doing this fine morning? Do you normally wake up as early as we do?
Not this clearly, but it works.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Especially for the 420 festivities.
For sure, man, for sure. So you said you're a rep with multiple people.
I just have affiliations with a lot of companies because I came up through the trap era and through the legalization. And people that I'm affiliated with, we've been able to branch out and kind of explore the industry, so to speak, and help it evolve.
So how long have you been in the business?
2011, about 11 years.
So yeah, you've been living a dream.
Yeah, stoners since high school, and then doing this since about 2011. Dude.
Wow.
Yep.
So what was the first job in the industry that you brought your computers on? What was the first job in the industry that you got?
Front lines, dude, bud tender.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So what is the description of a bud tender? Because when I go into a dispensary, man, I feel like they have so much knowledge over what it is I'm looking at.
Well, that's the beauty. I mean, ideally, yeah, it is kind of like a skill set that needs to be applied when you're a bud tender, because there is so much product, so much variety, so much different facets to it that people need to consider as far as their needs or just what they're trying to achieve behind their smoke.
So can you explain some of the terminologies for us? Obviously, I think most people believe. Actually, do you want any edibles, anything? Can we get you a drink, anything you want? I'm still drinking coffee.
I mean,
you want an infused shot, maybe?
Oh, I'm down.
All right. Let's get some infused. What do you want? Orange juice? Orange juice?
Punch edibles are fired.
All right. Some punch edibles. All right. Let's get this party started. But
as far as terminology?
Yeah. So I wanted to know, like, all right, everybody assumes indica means, like, it's heavy. You're going to be sitting in the couch. And sativa is one that you can use to be functional.
Right. I mean, that's a pretty accurate general description of the two. Yeah.
So have you come across, I would say, people that can be functional with indicas?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, myself.
me too.
I mean, some days, like, you just want that more, I mean, a lot of people attribute indica highs with that stoned
Yeah.
Station, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people get it twisted when they, oh, I don't get high off sativas. Like, pay attention to the high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's two different things, you know what I'm saying? Sativas are going to maybe not get you that slump, stoner feeling that everybody looks for, but it's going to be a mind-open, giggly, you know what I'm saying? Fun. Outgoing kind
right,
of
right,
get
right.
the munchies.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of what you're trying to achieve. Like, honestly, like, over time, I've just kind of learned to break it down through the day. Like, my meal groups, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I'll start off with that good sativa, working on that hybrid, and then just take a nice bowl of an indica at night, dude.
So how many, let's say, do you do pre-rolls? Or what are you, like, are you a smoker yourself?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And you use pre-rolls, you're using bongs. Like,
whatever.
What's your method of choice?
I mean, like,
preferably.
I'd like to be able to be versed in it as much as possible. So I try to experience as many mediums as possible. That being said, it just depends on what I'm like. If it's a weed day, I'm picking up different.
Oh, things. Wow. You have days.
Yeah. Sometimes like edibles are pretty consistent for me because that's a nice underlying high that I can carry through the day. You know what I'm saying? And it gets me animated, talkative, gets me thought provoking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the word I look for.
So what is your edible of choice?
Lately, it's been those punch edibles that you're looking at. Right? Those
and what exactly are punch edibles?
Well, Punch, their company, they've been along. Like, they made it through from the trap era up through the legalization.
What's the trap era?
That's when it was illegal.
Okay, you know, okay. I need you to talk into the mic so everybody can hear you around the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when it was illegal. I mean, if I'm being real about it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people didn't have the licenses, they had business licenses, what have you. And these companies were trying to make a name for themselves because, I mean, the black market was there. You know, there was no denying it. So, yeah, they made it through the legalization transition, and they've always had good quality products. And that one in particular that we're talking about, the sugar-free milk chocolate, I like the sugar-free because a lot of edibles, I don't know if you guys pay attention to the labels, they're just very sugar-laden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way I think they've come up with to cover the weed taste, so to speak. But that will attribute a big crash at the end of the high for me. You know what I'm saying? Heartburn, bloating, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that sugar-free, you get that nice high, but you don't get that heavy come down.
Okay. But that's chocolate. Isn't that heavy in the morning?
Yeah. So that's why I'll start off with an energy shot.
Okay. So that's what we're about to have now?
Yep. Yeah.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, I believe she's mixing it up.
So our lovely bud tender can bring us these glasses. I wish there were glasses, but we'll take these beautiful
party cups.
I know, we'll take these beautiful party cups.
Oh, it's actually cool too.
Right? Oh, nice little weed leaf.
Yeah, we got a little weed leaf straw here.
Get that glitter in the drink.
Okay. Definitely sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's like we got a bunch of super chats that we got to backtrack if you want those wheel spin. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So this is going to give me energy as well?
Yep.
And I'm going to be stoned.
Stoned.
Wait, so does it have sugar? Can I like use this to work out? Oh, no, it has sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yep, sugar and caffeine.
Sugar and caffeine. Nice. So you started as a bud tender. What was your next? Did you go up the ladder with you? What was your next job?
Then I started managing some shops.
Okay.
All throughout the South Bay and what have you.
Oh, wow.
And then, went up through the legalization. And
How difficult was that particular process for, you know, people like ourselves?
I mean, dude, honestly, at the time, it was just kind of a waiting game. It was a big lottery system, so it was just a matter of who was going to get drawn when.
Hmm.
Only so many lives.
So it was only luck.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Honestly, and just getting in ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying? Like being in it and seeing how it was evolving and paying attention to how it was evolving, you were able to stay one step ahead of it, ideally,
mm-hmm.
and just get first in line for that.
So back to your preference, man. So I can't believe he has days, Danny. Do you think you'll get to the level where you're like, nah, I'm not smoking a day, I'm just having edibles or...
I don't know.
Drink.
I don't know, man. That's pretty interesting. I'm curious to try these punch edibles he was talking about.
You want a drink or you're holding off because you have coffee?
Nah, I'll hold off.
Because the punch edibles is the drink.
No, the drink is tonic.
Oh, the drink is
Tonic.
Yeah,
that's another company that, I just kind of randomly brought.
Okay, okay. You know, I actually, for the first time, remember, Almanac is sitting here. This guy's a boxing almanac. What year was Brandon Rios versus Mike Alvarado in Denver?
2012.
January?
It was like nothing.
Yeah.
January. First time I ever went to Denver, and the minute that fight got announced, I'm like, that's it, I'm going, because it gives me an opportunity to go to Denver. They were legal out there, obviously.
Right.
And I get to try everything. And it was the first time I tried, like, THC-infused soda.
Yeah.
So, man, it's come so far, right? Like, it's crazy where the industry is at right
now.
About
anything you can think of.
I know.
there's a niche, there's a facet that people can capitalize on.
Yeah.
It's the green rush.
Yes, the green rush.
Yep.
do you foresee every other state following suit? And by when do you think every state will be legal, or do you believe some will never? And if so, which ones?
Oh, wow, deep. Let's
start with Florida. I just moved from Florida, and they're medical, but they're not recreational.
I mean, this will kind of just kind of get into my personal opinion and views on it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
it's all good.
As far as states that wouldn't, it may sound obvious. The ultra right wing, the Republican. You know what I'm saying? The ones that, the devil's lettuce. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but doesn't that 28% tax entice some of those, you know, states that may not be willing? I mean, they got to be seeing the millions and millions and millions of dollars that those states are making.
That part. And that's the only leverage I think you would have is to talk their talk, which is money, you know, at the end of the day. But personally, I think it'd be foolish for every state to not do it. Just for that purpose alone, just to capitalize on the income, the revenue for the state. I mean, you would hope they would do the right things with that revenue, and there would be a lot of it to be generated.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But I recently saw something. It was just a quick blurb on the news where they're talking about a bill going up for legislation to pass it on the federal level, which then would kind of tap into the state's individual income.
Well, I think they just...
That's what's missing.
I think they just needed to find a way to make money off of it, right? It was the same shit with alcohol.
Yeah, that part.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, now we know how to make money on it. Now we know how to tax it. So I think it's only a matter of time before it's legal nationwide.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I kind of compare it, like, this is my conspiracy theory on it. War Dogs, you guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, where they explain how all the big dogs they're getting fed, but now they got to give the little dogs their piece too. So
right.
That's how these guys were able to get in on it. I think maybe there were some big dogs who were just making so much money off it for so long that ultimately, like, the little dogs caught wind of it.
For sure. So I want you to tell us a little bit about the Metro Boomin, because it's a kind of a knockoff Metro Boomin, right?
That part.
Oh, am I not supposed to say something like that?
Well, I mean, honestly,
I guess not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my thing.
I mean, I just affiliated it with music. Like, the minute they told me about it, I'm like, oh, the producer.
Well,
I think they just
got to change the name, right? Because
off
you have
the top layman, like, I would make that association without knowing, you know what I'm saying?
They just got to change the name because you have like all these different.
But I think that's just like he said, trap era. Like, anybody that knows the dope game, every dope was a different stamp of, like, it was anything in your household, like Tide, and it'll be on the too. So like marijuana, again, like he's wearing cookies. It used to be Girl Scout cookies, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Until they got upset. I mean, you can tell us a story better than I can, but like it's always... The trap game has always been a play on words to real life, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, like you said, I mean, cookies, Girl Scout cookies. And you see it all day long just through, like, the Smokers Club, you know what I'm saying, the Jokers Club, the Players Club. I mean, just at this table alone, you'll see a few different things. But that's just marketing.
Exactly.
You know,
smart marketing, in my opinion, because, again, association.
Like, I remember in the 90s, you go to the head shops, you know, buy your bongs and shit, and fucking, you see Pac Bowl, and it'd be the Pac Bell logo.
Oh.
Toca Bowl, and it'd be the Taco Bell logo, you know what I'm saying? So they've already kind of played with it.
Right,
now they're just capitalizing on it, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's funny he said that. I literally seen on Instagram the other day a red shirt, long sleeve, and it said Street Taco, but with the letters of Street Fighter.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It looked amazing. It looked Street Taco. I'm like, oh, right? And you know, you thinking you're reading Street Fighter, but it's like Street Taco, and it's like, damn, that was intelligent. I wish that was my idea. Right. Yeah, man. So I'm a flower guy, bro.
Yeah.
You don't prefer flower?
You can't ever. The roots are the flower.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It doesn't matter how deep you delve into the world of all the other mediums, but yeah, flowers where it always starts. Just the communal sense of flower, the idea of rolling a joint and smoking it with somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
The taste of it, the burn of it, just analyzing it.
So much different, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we've gotten to a place where it's like those wine clubs that women go to, or even men, you know, there are men out there that do the whole wine thing where you're shaking your glass and you want to smell it. 'Cause that's how I am with my bud. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I feel like it's, I'm just happy that we're at this place now that it can be grown properly without, you know, fear of being arrested, so that they can put all their time and effort into creating something amazing, you know?
Right. Yeah, everything tested, quality controlled, no artificial nutrients and what have you.
Right.
Into it. And then just, the variety, you know what I'm saying? The competition level that it opens up being a retail market at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It just gives that many more options and flavors.
So have you grown before?
It's kind of on an amateur level.
Okay.
I mean, involved with like grows, but yeah, I've never been the grower per se outside of my pad.
Oh, well, you had your own home grow though.
No, just a couple little soil. Nice. You just have fun with it.
All right. So let me get to a few of these super chats here. We did get to New York Bullet, but we do need to spin the wheel. Kian, correct? We're going to go track back. So, New York Bullet says, good morning, TBB. Happy 420. And obviously, little bud emoji and a fire emoji. So if we can get that wheel spin, please. Oh, some THC. There you go. Because I definitely don't have the proper terminology for
eye
it.
Eye drops, it looks like.
It looks like eye drops. So can we just pop those into this pre-existing?
What are we talking about? Which tincture are we referring to?
Don't we have a tincture in there?
Oh, the CBD tincture. Those. Okay.
Oh, no. Really? So we don't have any THC tinctures?
Right here we have the Papa's and Barkley 1-to-1. So that one has THC in it.
Oh,
well.
Perfect.
THC 2 CBD.
So which one is it?
Yep, that's the blue one there.
This one?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that one's 1-to-1. So those are sublingual. So those you're going to put under the tongue.
Oh, so we can't put this in the drink.
Yeah, wait.
I think they gave me the wrong stuff to bring for you, dude.
Oh, no. So what is that?
This is the repair cream. You're not going to put that under your tongue, Doc.
So what do we repair with this?
This is going to apply to your achy.
Oh, sorry, to your achy.
Oh, man, this is perfect
for
my mom, man.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, like for people with knee pains.
Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. You know, I'm saying my mom.
Yeah, I apologize.
I actually get knee pain myself. That's me putting it in my pocket.
Yes.
Now, this one is actually, I mean, obviously you guys won't be able to see the effects of it, but I would love to try this if no one else has pain. You guys are all young in here anyway. These guys are super young. All good.
This is going to be your CBD, CBN tincture.
Oh, man, but isn't CBD like for pain?
That's for body.
Bro, I'm trying to get lifted. All right. So what we'll do is we'll move on to the next super chat and hope that we can have our producer come up with something to replace that on the wheel. Next one is Jonathan Kidder in Florida. He says, morning, TBB. Sorry, we're stone sign is great. Yeah, shout out to Kian. That was his idea. It's actually outside for our little smoke breaks, which I hope the wheel lands on another smoke break. That's what I need. We got R. Jonesy. That's right. You have to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Listen, I've been texting my producer.
You're spinning it a lot. Let me tell you. Smoke break.
Finally.
Hey, thank you.
Yes.
We're going to eat edibles.
Austin, cut to a beat because we're out. Smoke break time. The wheel spun and landed perfectly. Yeah.
We have new video from a crash that set welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he is expected to be okay.
It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing from God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious that would have happened out for a year or two. It would have been, you know, ending my career. So I know them guys. Originally, I wasn't back so fast, but I am back, and I want to fight the top names in the division.
I have to ask you about your fight. We were all worried about you, but you had to pull out of the Manny Pacquiao fight.
I want to fight. Yeah, one eye. I got another eye. So.
WBC and IBF welterweight champion of the world.
That's why I
fell
back, and I told people I didn't
want
to
see
no fight.
You know, I've been getting a second chance in life. Now we get the third chance at boxing.
Oh,
nobody's more chance. Big fish on this like side that. Too. That you know, I gotta fry. Like I said, I'm gonna get these belts over here.
Off.
Then I'm gonna come take
it. And mine, by the way.
I'm gonna be undefeated.
Finally, here we go. Be careful, my good friend. You still rocking with the coffee? Shout out to everybody tuned in with us, man. Listen, we living a dream while talking boxing and sipping on infused. Sippy sip drinks.
Sippy sip.
Light this up. Because we got to get back to the show. Listen, we got to pick up the energy. Mm. I know it's a stoner show, but we shouldn't be so like down. You haven't even said anything. What's up? That shit hitting you that hard?
No, you just talking.
Yo, what's the buttender's name? I was texting Kian like nonstop because I wanted to not say that live like I am now. But, you know.
Yeah, you could have texted me, but, damn. Hold on, I got to check.
You know you're live.
I got to check Instagram. Yo, oh, no.
We're going to blame it on the bud. This is the one and only day we'll blame it on the bud. So,
Mirage.
Oh, that's right. She did say Mirage.
Mirage.
Shout out to Mirage for being our bud tender. And shout out to Brandon for being our neighborhood friendly stoner that is coming in with gifts. So, what did you get the name of this? I love that it's in the packed in a raw cone, because that's what I use.
Madison took it out, gave it to me, so yeah, but it's fire.
Super fire, you can tell.
White ash. Burning evenly, no
that's
coning.
That's super important to see that white ash. And you seen that big inhale I took with no coughing? That means that it was cured properly, you know. Last 2 weeks.
Only water.
Properly. You know it. Mm. Yo, so you know.
Oh, let me see.
You avoided the question, so I ain't going to put you on the spot. I'm going to just ask, like, who you think is the favorite, Earl or Crawford?
Well, I could tell you who is the favorite from the odds I've seen, and the odds got Earl.
As the favorite?
Yeah, he was like a minus 150.
That was before or after the win?
After.
Check now.
After.
You can check on Pro Box.
Okay.
I'm sure you just, you know, you swipe up, you go to your Safari. I'm pretty sure that would be interesting if after the win, he became the favorite or even more of a favorite.
I don't know what it was before. I saw the odds after.
Bro, this is good.
Madison.
Here.
Come here.
Yo.
Yo, what is this, bro? It's just fire.
I know. What's the name of that?
That is the London Pound Cake from...
Oh, wow. London Pound Cake. Shout out to the UK.
Shout out to
Lidlow. No, Liz Lowe's with the Gator Georgia. Shout out to London Runs Boxing. Shout out to UK Rob. Shout out to Steven in the UK. Who else? Bruv, Big Nick. Yeah, London Pound Cake.
Yeah,
that shit is so smooth.
That's from Lit, the company Lit.
Lit? Fire. They are fire.
Yep.
They got him at Metamed.
Yo, we got to go back. We got hella super chat. All
right, come on.
I mean, I ain't rushing you because I definitely took some nice slow pulls, but, you know, we do got to go back. But that damn thing tastes right.
It's so.
Damn. Got me. My eyes is like, whoa.
Hell yeah. I'll do everything.
No, that's fire. No, that's really good.
You want one more hit?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm not going to rush you because I definitely... Damn, you put your armpit on the mic. That shit probably was like...
you funny, bro.
Yo, he's never mindful of his surroundings. You got to... Yo, you got to be careful.
You funny, bro.
This some smooth shit right here.
For sure.
But we're out. Are we going live, Cam?
Yep.
We're going live, Cam. We're
going live, Cam.
Like our bartender, we are back, ladies and gents. Oh, look at the behind the Danny scene. Look at the Oh my God, I love the production. Thank you, baby Jesus, for answering all my prayers and bringing me to Las Vegas, the mecca of boxing, where I can interview every big fighter and have this lovely team to take us to the next level, man. We're back live in studio with Brandon, our neighborhood stoner, bringing gifts to keep this smile on my face. I got to break out the chapstick, boy, because I'm getting dry.
Hot mouth, huh? I was sitting there licking my lips.
Yo. So, look, you brought a gift. So I'm going to give you a brand new chapstick.
Oh, you're the man.
Brand new chapstick. You're gonna peel it and unlock it, so you're going to be...
This is a real...
Sorry, Danny. I'm sorry. He asked first.
I don't need it.
Oh!
Dang.
Bah, 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 bah. Where's Bo and Bama? What? It landed on prop?
No, but...
I mean, damn, he already threw me in the stoner glass. Remember, you got to pop out the dark shades, or I'm not going to be able to see. Mm. Wait, so we got some more super chats. Let's see what's going on. We giving away that shirt? Is that what that lovely shirt's there for? Uh-oh, how do they win it, Kian?
So if they super chat...
It would be beautiful for you to say it into a mic, but if they super chat...
And it's over $5, then it lands on one of the entries at the end.
Okay, so you have to super chat $5 and hope that your spin lands on an entry and you will win at the end of the show.
We will raffle.
We will raffle at the end. Yes. All right, we're catching up. We're going to see him the answer. We did say this outside, but he said, damn, I miss smoking, watching this, enjoying. Love struck emoji, smoking. Shout out. So we got Chuck Supremacy that says, is that Danny talking or the cheetah piss talking? Yeah, no. No, what was that last one? What did he say? Lord, we forgot already. That's how good it is. That damn thing.
London
pound cake.
Yo,
wow.
That shit's fire.
Bro, what is the my man, he wants me to rush, but I need to know the lineage. Like, who's the mommy and the daddy? What's the two plants that made that?
On the pound cake?
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah,
damn, why was that thing is fire. That thing is... Whew.
That's what a cookie. Yeah, that's
it was nice and smooth,
yeah.
But heavy, like, ugh. Yep. We got Derek Lincoln that says, love how y'all doing.
Oh, we ain't
got
to spin the wheel.
Shit, we do for, like, see him the answer.
Yeah. Come on,
oh, my God. I don't know. He wanted me to get the energy. Are we backed up on these super chats? This is going to be hard to. Oh, fuck.
Props.
He wanted me to. You popped out the glass. Nah, but he got to take out the lenses. I'm going to be blind in here. They already got the lights dim low.
There it is.
I'm the chef, man. It's all good. Cooking up something special up in here. Let's see if this is going to fit my big head. Uh-oh.
Like a rock star.
Party like a rock. Why does it got such horrible shape? Oh, is this a shower cap or is it a... It feels so rough. Is it a shower cap or is it a hat?
I think it's what you make of it.
So I wear it to the back. Damn! No, you can't pile up. It's not too. Nah. You better wait. Yo, he's trying to give me two props. Yo, this is... No,
back.
That's not for me.
That
that's not for me.
John Gordon Ramsay.
Yo, Yeah, I'll leave him here until it lands there again.
What's,
this guy is a cheater.
The next,
Derek Lincoln with no, actually, now we got to go spin for Chuck Supremacy, who said, is that Danny talking or the cheetah piss talking? Damn.
That's gonna be any product.
Any product. I want a cookie, man. Let me get one of the macadamia cookies over there. I'm ready. I'm ready. Shout out to Puff Puff Pastries.
Alright, well, she's getting
that.
Let's move on.
And well, that was Chuck Supremacy, right?
Yeah.
So we got Derek Lincoln now, who says, "Love how y'all doing the show today for 420. Great work, TBV. Also, shout out to all the TBV family, all the people out there. Salute all of you, and a nice glove emoji." Oh yeah, these are soft.
Spin the wheel.
Hmm. Uh-oh, it's on Danny. Damn. Yo, Brandon, are you going to wear a pop if it lands on you, or you got to cut out?
Bro, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's rock.
Whatever. Whatever the cause requires, bro.
Oh, shit. Yo, this is what Danny wanted for Christmas.
Hair or dreads?
He wanted hair. He'll take it however he can get it. Shout out to Danny. Oh, my hat look actually looks good on a playback, man. I'm watching it now. It ain't that bad. All right, we got Derek Lincoln with another one. He says, New Jersey is recreational at dispensaries. Let me see. What
tomorrow.
Oh, it says tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because I had to refresh.
Yeah, no, tomorrow.
Beautiful. I used to live in New Jersey all my life. Just moved to Florida last year for 1 year and then got this opportunity. Here I am. So when I left, New Jersey just turned recreational, and I left. I get to Florida. They're not rec. They're only medical. So I get my card, and now I move here. And it's actually better.
And
you
know,
you're
having a blast.
Yeah, I'm having a blast. It's actually way better out here from a stoner's perspective. But we got a whole more, a bunch of super chats. R. Jonesy, that's number 3. Ring the alarm.
Damn, they said another smoke break.
That's all right.
All right. Hey, listen, I ain't mad at those, but we just going to speed them up. So we're going to go out there, take a few hits, and be right back after these messages. Actually, we're going to have a live cam now.
Yeah,
so you got my soundboard turned off. Just turned recreational, and I left.
I see why.
They're
don't
not,
worry about it. I got it.
Cool, bring it back. We're good? All right. And we got hella super chat, so we will be back. Once again, shout out to Info Joe. These macadamias are so soft and sweet.
No, I'm talking to him. Like, keep waving. Point out the sign.
That's just tight, so I'm turning around. Thank you. You did awesome. It's pretty easy, right? Where did you get these
props? Smoking with us or what? Are we smoking the same one? Because I'm good with this. This shit is fire.
That shit's fire for sure. Let's rock out with it. Let's rock out. Yeah.
That's that pound cake. It's so smooth. Like, I take such a deep pull, and it doesn't even hurt, bro. It's insane. Oh, wow. Yo, I'm stoned. He's like, the mic. Yo, you look so official with hair. Yo. You need to give me like some sound bites, like some, yeah, man. Give me some Dillian White, yo. Give me some, yo, you got to fix that too. You need a mirror, man.
Oh, damn.
Come on.
I'm looking,
yo. Yeah. Use that glass. Get that right. Yo, puff, puff, pass, B. Yo, Danny looks official with that though. Imagine you. Yeah, we need to. Well, you don't need a picture. It's on video. This is fire. So you bought flour too?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta roll some couch potato. That's just sound heavy. All right, I'm going in.
All right.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah? Are the mics hot?
Yep, they're hot.
So they just heard everything the little producer said. I actually had that. I just don't know where it is. Where'd you put it? Oh, here it goes. He's got my... Hey. He has it off.
Oh, I heard that.
Smoke weed every day.
So you want that spun every time we land on...
Just whatever you want.
Right. He has such a smile when he picks something for us to do and it's good. He's like such a smile.
I love that.
That's why I told you shouldn't leave.
You should help
make this show the greatest show on earth. But are we on another super chat? Because they are piling in. All right, so that was our Jonesy that we rang the alarm for. He says, "What do y'all think about EJ?" Already back doing work. Damn, he's already in the gym? Man, that had to be for show.
Think so?
That had to be for show. Come on.
It's only been, it's 5 days.
I mean.
He took, you know, two
no
days
vacation?
Off. Took 2 days off. Back at it.
Hey, motivation, dedication. I hear you. We got Everything Boxing. $5 Super Chat. You can't spin the wheel. This does give him an opportunity to enter in any raffles.
Correct.
And he says, my boy Danny got that Playboy Hugh Hefner Italian special silk on. Only five of those were ever made in the whole world. Shout out to that super chat, baby.
Yo, who was that?
Yo.
Show it off, Danny. Show off the shirt.
Yo, that hat looks so official, bro. I love your hair, man. Yo, Kian, you gotta get us that trip to Istanbul, man. Look at my man. Look at my man right now. You shining. Yo,
nice,
let's
buddy.
Go. Oh, another smoke. Okay, I was about to say. Because we can't do another smoke break without a roll up.
Damn.
We gotta roll up. It's gotta be a roll up. All right, so we gonna have to catch up on these super chats. How do we catch up without, because you know.
One big smoke break,
he says. All right, someone monitor the chat. Make sure they won't be upset at that. We got a big Supermax that says MTK Global cease operations. Ness sent you a tweet. Also, Fury pressed during. Oh no, excuse me, Fury presser boring as fuck. They being too friendly. You guys really need to do some spell checking. But I know you're a truck driver. Shout out to all my truck drivers. I appreciate you on the road. But basically he's saying that the Fury press conference is boring and obviously MTK Global ceases his operations.
Was that a $5
entry? That was. That was.
So who was that?
Big Supermax.
Supermax.
Yep.
Shout out to Supermax.
Yep. We got another one from Antonio who says, give the lady some airplay. See, I tried to tell them they holding my creative juices back. I'm telling you, I wanted her to be. I always want her mic'd up. You every episode, did she get mic'd up? Travis always looks at me like, see. But shout out to Miraja. Where could they find her? Put that on. There
boom,
you go.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's where
boom,
you can find
boom,
her.
Boom.
All right, so we're gonna spin that wheel for Antonio. Hey, and he does get an entry. Antonio. Yes,
Supermax.
Yes, both were five. We got Way B is Supermax. All right. Supermax. We got Way B with another $5 super chat, so he's also will be included in the raffle if he lands on an entry. So he says, Brandon, thoughts on Khalifa Kush and Andrade OG?
Andrade OG.
Oh, and Danny, is that the Brandon that took your girl? Hashtag man down. Yeah, Danny had a story where a guy that, damn, so you have a bad Brandon story. That sucks.
Two of them.
Bro, I've never run across any bad Brandons. That's what I was just saying.
I apologize on
Behalf of the Brandon. Yo, look, the laws of nature are pulling us to smoke breaks, man.
Another smoke break, Ken.
But tell us about this Khalifa Kush and Andrade.
Both are fire. The Andrade OG's been around for a minute.
Which one you think is better? Because I'm hooked. I mean, he'll tell you I'm hooked on the Khalifa Kush. My son actually bought me one. Shout out to my son. I came home last night. He was like, yo, I got you a Khalifa Kush for 420. I'm like,
dude,
I,
real talk, like,
I appreciate you.
Khalifa,
you know what I mean?
Khalifa Kush is fire. It's dang, dude. real talk. That Andretti,
bro, that thing, I don't know how they did that. That's just crazy.
Yeah, the Andretti's fire, dude, it just kind of got slept on, I think, because, yeah, there was so much kind of hitting the scene at the same time, it seemed like. I think the YG was coming out around the same time, this 400 and what have you. But once people caught on to it and word of mouth started spreading, like, yeah, people knew it was up. Yeah, like...
Yo, but it landed on Smoke Break. You talking about spinning the wheel. That's it. That's the last Super Trap. Oh, the other one? Let me refresh.
From David Jackson?
Shit, we got a whole bunch.
Yeah. Check your Cash App, too.
Yeah, Anthony Johnson on the Cash App. But it, so that gets a spin. Not eligible for entry, though. Producer, you really need to change some of these things. Oh man, look, but look, he's been saying no to the Smoke Break. He's gonna hand you a prop right now. No, it's Brandon.
I'm down, dude.
He's fucking down. Bring me along, man. Show that man some love. Ah, yeah.
Yo, these macadamias is crazy.
Yeah. I just love macadamias in general, man. Those are my favorite cookies.
That part. Subway.
Real, man. Yeah. Bro, that's the first place I got put on was in Subway. Like, damn. Yeah, the macadamias in Subway. Then from there, I always look for macadamias. So Insomnia has been the best ever macadamias I've tasted in my life, especially like freshly cooked.
Yo.
It's like going to fucking Krispy Kreme's when they first come out that fucking belt. Bruh, them Insomnia cookies.
Yo,
listen,
who put you on?
You put me on, of course, man. You my friend. You my friend. Listen, yesterday, I don't know where the fuck I went to eat. I don't know where I went to eat. I was out late, pretty late last night. I went to eat, and I'm like, yo, man, I want the macadamians, bro.
Hey, how was the bus?
Actually, I went to a Spanish restaurant.
How was the bus ride?
Nah, that shit ain't happened, bro.
Why?
Ah, yo, she gonna kill you for this.
Why?
Bro. Would anyone? Oh, my God.
Never mind.
So. We purchased tickets to the double-decker bus, the Las Vegas tour thing. My daughter's in town for spring break, and she wanted to do the tour bus, right? So my lady's telling me I got to get there early. Obviously, you know, we on work mode. So I'm like, look, I'm going to leave my car here. What? I don't even want to leave the vet here after hours. I'm going to leave the fucking vet here. Pick me up in the other car so we can all go and we'll get there sooner. We get there 15 minutes earlier than she said we had to be there. But I drive past the lawn. That shit literally had like 200 people. And guess what's the catch?
What?
You're not even guaranteed a seat. Like, why would you buy a ticket and you ain't guaranteed a seat? So I was just like, I'm out, man. Like, I'm not... You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Exactly.
So then what? Like, yeah,
yeah. So then.
I know she's pissed.
So where are you and your daughter?
Let me tell you.
Now?
So I'm already pissed. So I'm trying to go. So she's asking my daughter, does she want to go without me? And my daughter's like, nah, that line looks too long. Like, I don't think we'll get on the bus, which is obvious, especially without a guarantee. Like,
right.
That was $107 fucking raffle. That's a raffle.
Yeah, I don't understand why they leave it open-ended like that. Like, why wouldn't they say, hey, bruh, we're capping
listen,
at 100 passengers, like, versus just letting it back up and be like,
she's
good luck.
The old me would have went crazy. Like, had I not known, imagine being in that fucking line, and they like, oh, that's it.
That part.
I'm dragging somebody, man. It's crazy, man. That shit was crazy. So, nah, I ain't go. I went out to eat. What the fuck restaurant I went to last night? It was good, too. Oh. The only Puerto Rican/Dominican restaurant in Vegas. That shit was rocking, though.
What?
Yeah, I be finding them spots. I keep putting you on. He wasn't on the Cuban spot either. This guy don't do nothing Latino.
Nah, no, but I told you, I just don't go out.
Nah, you don't. Stop lying. He took me to like a soul food hookah spot. Shit was, the lights was darker than this.
Nah, I'm saying, but I don't go out like that. You be wanting
he
to
don't
go
out.
Out
like that.
You
I
eat
be
out like, every day.
Man, now you know you lying. Anyway, back to the Super Chats, man. But that was the story of the day, I guess. We stopped at Way B. We got Steel. He says, salute to us, able to wake and bake 2022. Let's get it. Boxing on the rise. Salute from Nebraska. Uh-oh, Homer Terrence Bud Crawford. Let's go. Shout out to the Bud Tenders and the TBV team. Shout out. Yes, spin the wheel for my good friend, which is a $6 super chat. So definitely, oh, he got an entry. There you go. So still, if you win, we do need your name and address to mail you whatever we got to give you. So yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
Don't forget that. I don't know when they're going to give us a smoke break. Wheel landed on smoke break three times, you know what I'm saying? And the door's open. The weed is just coming in here anyway. We might as well light up in here. Somebody sent a $250 cleaning fee. That's what the hotels charge, right?
Yeah, what's the cash at? What's the cash at?
Oh, yeah, let me start the cash up. Let me start the cash up. But ain't that what the hotel charges? $250? Like if you smoke in a hotel?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that happens anymore now in Vegas because it's legal in Vegas, so I doubt it. But
Nah. But ain't no smoking.
Yeah, you got to get a smoking room still.
$800 if you smoke in a room?
Yeah.
I don't do it. I promise you. That's why I hate.
I stay at Motel 6.
Bro, I don't do it. I always go outside. Even the $250 I wouldn't pay. But if y'all want a super chat, we're going to make fucking Trav pay for a $250 cleaning company.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, anywhere we go out of town with my friends, we just know, like, we're going to pay the smoking fee.
Y'all crazy. Yeah, I'm brave. I ain't doing that shit. That should attract attention that I don't need.
That part.
For real. We got a cash app, spin that wheel for JP in Long Beach. He says, spin that wheel one time for me. Look, another smoke break. That's four smoke breaks.
Bro.
Man, you know what? I'm rolling up. Not yet. Let me roll up. Oh, but we need a floating camera? Because this is important. They got to see how I do it. Do I do it here, though?
No, we can do it.
Yeah,
do it right here.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it right here. I'm going to put this down.
Get that live action shot.
Hey. This, you guys got to see this. Because I know there's a lot of people out there.
I want you to smoke this.
No, absolutely. I'm gonna do whatever you want. I just need my little tools, bro, because I'm very unique. Get some cones out. It's my little traveling kit.
The tackle box?
Yeah. Hello. Oh my God! I hope I ain't lose my net. Oh, here go my little rusty nail. Here she go.
That's right. Everybody got their secret.
Here she go.
Some people got.
Yeah. Here go my three. This is like a 3-inch grinder too, because we got no fucking time to waste. Okay, we always working, so we can't take too much time doing this. So this is all. This is for convenience. This is childproof, Lord. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I opened it from the top, champ.
Nah, bro, you gotta go here, right?
Yeah,
I would say big, little, forget the middle. So pull the big one and the little one and don't pull the middle one. There's three flaps.
You need an adult?
Let us free! Oh my God, I love big buds. I fucking love big buds. Bro, I love big buds.
When they make a clang on the tray.
I love big buds, and I can't not lie. Them little shits I hate for it. I can't rhyme. Oh, my fucking God.
Yo.
No. Seriously. This is crazy. What is this?
I believe it's Biscotti.
Bro, this is Metro.
Bloomin.
Oh, my God, because she's in full bloom. You know what I'm saying? She was in full bloom before they put her to cure. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy, bro. Honestly,
snow.
He don't even care. Look at this. Smell this, bro. Dude's crazy. Give me this shit, man. You're not worthy.
MTK.
They ceased their operations. Yeah. I know. What you think? Bro, I said this yesterday. Just because you resign from your job doesn't mean the feds gonna stop coming from you. Like, that's not how it works, bro. Like, and the feds never put a case on someone that they don't have, bro. They're 98%. I told you the other day, Google it. A lot of people are gonna be in problems. You seen Tyson Fury's interview? Let's talk about that. It's a boxing show. You seen the reporter that pressed Tyson Fury about his relationship with Daniel Kinlan? He said, I don't have a relationship. He said, what? But, you know, paraphrasing, he said, you know, you came out one time. He's like, look, my business is my business, your business is your business, or you mind your business. Yo, people don't want any connection no more because it's U.S. government, brother. That shit is the real deal. Holyfield. What do we got? $5 super chat. Y'all need to catch up and take a smoke break. Y'all falling behind. Put some some concrete in that net. Concentrate in the next row. I don't have any concrete. Do we? Bro, I don't have my glasses on either. Remember, I told y'all. Oh, my God. Look, I can't even fucking.
That's a biscotti string.
Oh, my God. I could barely grind that, but this is why you need a real grind. You see how much weed I just put in there?
What we got?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But those are CBDs, the one he brought. Remember, fellas, I told you the producer has to, while we're doing a smoke break, he needs to be coming up with different things on the wheel to make this not get so slow. All right. So this is why this is the fastest thing in the planet. See, nobody knows about this.
Oh, shit.
Nobody knows how fast we can go if you do it the way that Nesta showed. Bam, bam, bam. Then we want to slightly pour her down just a little bit because we always want to truly full. Damn, this new board is so official. It's like a fucking skateboard and shit sliding down a rail. Bam, 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 bam. Flip it around, get that pack side. Bam, 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 bam. Look at Danny and Maze. Look. Dude, bam, smoke break.
Dude, your nail is like stellar duct tape. Multi-views.
Yeah, take a seat, man. Danny's not mobile, bro.
Oh, no, he's right there. I'm not trying to slip off seats. I'm a humble guest. No, bring another chair.
No, the other chair won't work in the shop. Oh, my God. Bro, it's like everything you brought is so smooth. Damn, man. See, that's why you got to stay in the legal game. I think black market is done. This is too smooth.
Was that yours or was that Madison's? Yeah, that's Madison's.
Still, it was dispensary shit, bro. Like,
yeah.
This the Metro Bloomin'.
Yeah.
It's rocking.
Metro Bloomin' right there.
I'll tell you what, though.
Yo, Ness.
Yo, shout out,
yeah,
thank you.
So you just obviously got done stuffing the cone. Have you always smoked paper cones?
Nah,
or?
Man. Obviously, I ain't starting cones. But the minute I learned about cones, which I don't even remember when, bruh, I only order 1,400 boxes on eBay. That's it. 1,400 boxes. I don't fuck around. Yeah, of those raws, the king size too. Yeah, 1 1/4. Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Yo, and I found that little thing is called the Cone Artist, bro. They're not even an affiliate, but buy that shit on Amazon, bro. Bro, that shit is like $7 on Amazon. They are so underrated right now. I wish I knew them. I would have been promoting them. That shit is efficient. Efficient. Like, that shit that you got, the raw sales like a fucking shovel. A black shovel. And it's
not,
all open.
Yeah, but.
So it falls out.
It falls out, and shit. then it'll get stuck and shit.
Yo, raw, if you hear this, that shit is ass. You better fucking contact us and fucking design some shit like that. Listen, and that one has a little wing. I ripped the wing off because it always falls in the fucking way. Like a little door.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they have a door. And it comes with a little packer, but it's too thick. You know that shit's going to rip your paper. So the nail is perfect, baby. I've been traveling with that nail. Listen, you ain't brave like me. I travel with that fucking nail, that packer, that fucking little cone artist, and my grinder everywhere. International, domestic, it don't fucking matter. I got to. I just upgraded. See, that one is clean because the last one I had, it was already green from...
Yeah.
All the
buzzes through it. I saw it the other day, and it had, like, a different texture to it.
Yeah, this is a brand new one.
Yeah,
all the resin. Bro, all the bud, I'm fucking ramming through this. Like, let's go. We about to get bright. Yo, because I'm the opposite. That's what I'm saying. Like, I could smoke indica sativa. Like, it gets me up.
Yeah,
you see, I'm energetic. Like, they don't understand. I need a studio where I can smoke. Look, I'm talking more now than I was in fucking
here.
Nah,
for sure, yeah.
That's another thing. Let me ask you, when you smoke, should I have to turn the mic to you? When you smoke, the both of y'all, like, can you drink more?
Uh-huh.
I feel, yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, you don't cross?
I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, bro, I hate it. Like, I feel like...
too much potential for me to start spinning on it. Real talk. Like, it doesn't always go that way, but I've had enough to where I'm like, I'm straight.
Yeah.
I respect them individually for what
they
are.
If I'm a drink, I'll drink. I mean, I could, you know, I could smoke a little bit, but I wouldn't be smoking how we're smoking today.
Yeah,
I feel like if I go out and I smoke and then I'm drinking, if I smoke again, I could drink way more now.
That's oh, word.
Like it, yeah, I feel like it levels me back down.
I have always liked it. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think it's because the two do play off of each other.
Yeah. But let's get back inside. All right. You good? You good? I don't want to rush your pool.
Oh, I'm beautiful. Yeah.
You
no,
sure?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Let's get back inside.
Shout out to the bus tender, man. Let's see here. I know. You got to come out to the next smoke break. Is it too cold out there for you? All right. You and Danny could definitely have the next seat there so you could be perfect on camera because the microphone situation. How was it sounding when Brandon was talking? Is it awful? Should I be like...
he's in the background.
I know. Should I be like turning it, if anything?
Just coming in.
Yeah, man.
Just imposing.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. We're fucking... we're backed up. We got cash apps. I mean, listen.
Damn, we got $20 super chats and shit.
This is what I'll tell you guys, right? Like, with every show, Kian, the producer, and the rest of the team, they're learning. So, you know, we'll improve these super chat wheels so that these, you know, these slowdowns don't happen. But, you know, we do have to go through these hiccups so that we can learn. I think we stopped at what? Steel? Right?
Yeah, bro.
It got to be Steel where he says salute to us able to wake and bake.
We're at the $20 one.
No. You're speeding. Believe me.
We just did. Y'all need to catch up and take a quick
break. No, you brought that to me because it made you speed up.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't skip all these people. So after Steel is Chuck Supremacy again. So can we get a count on that? How many he has? He says, Ness looking like Chief Ramsey. And the chef hat Danny rubbed on some CBD and grew hair.
That's right.
So they put some CBD and they got them nice little dress. Spin that $5. Right. So Chuck is in the entry. If he lands on the entry, oh, and what is that? More product? Oh, fuck. Let me get some, I don't know. What are you recommending? Is there anything that we can chew on?
You set those edibles.
Get those punches.
What is it? Grab it. Grab it up. Grab it up. Oh, shit. It's chocolate. That's what you said. He said it's good, though. Oh, shit. I'm going to rip this shit like I'm a kid at Christmas.
So that's 100 milligrams.
What?
That's the cap per legalization. But I said back in the day, like, again, look her up.
Uh-huh.
You see, like, 2,500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams.
Damn. What the fuck with all these childproof boxes?
Gotcha, brother.
Give it to the expert,
right?
This is probably a job for Miraja, so you get more TV time. Oh my God, this is so dark. You want to try this? I haven't touched it.
No,
it looks too dark for me. I'm not a chocolate person. Would you? Yes, you try it.
Enjoy.
That's 100 milligrams. All right, so let's see. Danny, give her. Nope, that's not gonna work. I don't know. All right. We'll just listen to you and give your response. No. You can try. Absolutely. I was just trying to figure out a way to slide his mic to you, but it would just be too complicated to raise it up. Travis will turn. Is it as dark as I thought it was? No.
It's milk chocolate.
Oh, it's milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
Nice. All right. So we got David Jackson with another $5 super chat. He says, Bud not making it to Charlo, laugh out loud. He will be stopped in 7-9. So he's talking about the title, right, where Bud says, you know, he likes Earl's energy, but he's going to beat him, and then he's going to, you know, come for Charlo if Charlo wants it, which right. I love that energy, bro.
Called him a cheerleader.
Yes. He say, I'm going to come for your cheerleader. Bro, I love, you know, I'm loving that Bud is talking like this. Like,
right.
They don't understand how much this helps
how
build
much
their
that
stardom.
How
that
much
was $5, bro. He's in the runnings. Oh, are we gonna hold off because I got to refresh this page because we got a bunch. All right, so we last stopped off at David Jackson, and let's see where we are. All right. So Tony Salgado, shout out to Tony.
He says,
shout out to you two guys putting that work in early. Let's get it. Shout out to you, Tony. Spin that wheel. That's a $5 super chat.
Smoke weed every day.
Hey, look, Kian's definitely going to give us that. We got to hold off on smoke breaks, but we got to take props. Ooh, no, it's actually on the producer because everyone's on camera these days with all these cameras. Don't take my hat, though. When it's my turn, I want my, even though Danny's, I don't want to put it on now because then it's going to be like, who wore it better? So it's a wrap. I can't do the dreads anymore,
nah,
man.
Nah, you might wear it better.
Nah, man, I don't want to be in a competition. Oh, okay, Kian. I like the shades. Shout out to the producer. Bo should be here Monday, ladies and gentlemen, if all goes according to plan. But we need Kian to stay on and definitely teach Bo the ways. All right, so the next super chat, actually we got a bunch of cash apps too. Holy smokes. All right, so we got a $10 cash app from Dual Ingram and Compton. It says Molly Walk, Danny, and Ness and staff, thanks for the hat. So they love the props. See, Ken? Fun props. They love it. He super chatted $10 because of the hat. And Danny's Marley hair.
Your TBV hat. Right. I think he got it.
No, man. He just said Marley, like Bob Marley. Marley Walk Danny instead of Ring Walk Danny because of the dreads. And Ness and staff. Oh, you're right. He says, thanks for the hat. You're right at the end. Shout out. He got his hat. All right. Hey, man, you giving me a lot of products. I'm overdosing over here. Danny's not talking. He's shutting down.
No. You're talking too much. So.
Yeah. Another smoke break. Yeah, you're hating. Yeah. No. You're not even creative. No. That's cheating. Come on, bro.
Bro.
Yo, we gave you like an hour and 30 minutes to think of something. And you fucking copy this thing. Oh, man.
I was
going to
give you guys props for waiting the wheel because it was falling on smoke breaks so often.
Yeah.
But, and then I looked. I'm like, well, maybe it's just heavy with it. And like, nah, dude, like it's just 420 and it's falling on that shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's meant to be, bro. Plus, Mirage ain't even smoke, you know. So like, anyway, we got another cash app from Paco. Shout out to Paco. You always rocking out with us. He says, I got five on it. Got my hat. Thanks, TBV. So he also received his hat.
Word.
Yo, please, anybody who's receiving your hat, please tag me on Instagram at NessGTO and at The Boxing Voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, it's time to roll. Hold on. We're going to roll some new shit. You got some new shit? Anything else? Which one? Which one?
You said you want to try them.
Yes, okay. No, anything you recommend, fams, anything.
I wouldn't have brought it if I didn't recommend it. So
Yeah. We're gonna now that I've showed you how to do it, we're going faster. All right, can you open it because you're the expert. That's what takes long. While you do that, I'm doing this.
Strip.
This is teamwork right here. Teamwork makes dream work. Danny's just laying there looking good with new hair. That's gonna be his latest tender pick, that one right there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I love big fucking nugs, bro. This is amazing. Oh, it's so sticky. Mm. Oh, my God. This studio will never smell the same. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful fragrances. Oh, it's so crazy. I don't even understand. I don't even want to mix those. All right. Boom. This is the top dog grinder right here. This goes through anything. Ah, put it in there. There we go.
Damn.
Fucking rip through that. See that? This is fast. We're doing this quickly here. Bam, 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 bam.
that grinder made by Caterpillar?
DeWalt.
Yeah, he's got that Milwaukee grinder.
It's a fucking DeWalt right here, baby. Shout out to DeWalt. Give me that sponsorship.
Home Depot.
You know, it's three of us, so I'm packing it all away. Oh, my God. Yo, this is such an amazing job. Yo. All right, that's good. Bam, 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 bam. My lady, can you do the honors? Action cam, follow her. While we follow the eye.
So this was you just wrote it just now, right? All right. That one?
No, it's cool. Okay. I'm so high.
You haven't smoked, so you let us know when it's time to go in. Cause we definitely, this is our third one right
now. I know, I feel like you guys are probably high.
But I got high tolerance, so I'm ready to fucking go.
Yo, that one's interesting. Yeah.
That was the one we just rolled?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm high.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a better one than this outside of the fucking Dreads. You're killing it.
Yeah, but it's another one in there, though. You could rock the other one. You know what I mean?
This is it again, right?
Yeah.
This is rocking.
Yeah.
This is
the
exhale
for me. Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. All right, y'all ready to go back in?
Yeah.
All right.
It's smoke break.
Oh, man.
Bro, that was so needed. That was so needed, man. Shout out to the community, man. Love you guys. This is an amazing day. You know, I've only dreamt of having something like this happen from a production standpoint.
I don't know if that was a hint.
Let's catch up here. Where did we last stop off? What? Hey,
coming
what
back
happened?
With the munchies.
Yo, you going the wrong way? Okay. Damn, you went for a bar?
That's not medicated.
Why you ain't get a cookie? You scary, bro. It's 420, bro.
I thought I had a land on it.
I got Kellett.
It's a prop. It's a prop.
I got Kellett with a $5 super chat. He says, I don't smoke, so smoke one for me. By the way, my TBV hat clean as hell. Shout out to the whole TBV fam. Shout out to you, champ. Shout out to Kia for getting them hats out. Shout out to that $5 super chat. Spin that wheel, Mirage.
Smoke weed every day.
And I hit the sound bar right on time. Now, we'll compile it. We'll compile it because we don't want to leave anybody in super chat behind. We don't want anybody to feel like they're not part of the show, so we're going to compile it. We got another one from Jonathan Kidder. That's the one you read already. So next one up is Turo G33. He says,
bro,
cook some popcorn bags after smoking in the room, and the smell will be gone, Travis. Mm. There you go. I thought he wanted us to eat some popcorn. We're going to have to eat some popcorn next. Andre Dakota, shout out to Andre Dakota, $5 super chat. He says, MTK shut down. Press release just came out. Happy 420. Enjoy the day, folks. Damn, they shut down. Spin that wheel. Oh, wait a minute. We got to wait. Dude, who's your super chat was a $20 super chat? Shout out to him.
That's right.
Smoke weed every day.
So he gets one entry plus our undying gratitude. Thank you so much. Air horns and all that, man. Appreciate you. We're going to drop the bomb on that. 20 peso, mi hermano. Gracias. What's that? Two entries? His name is T-U-R-O, Turo, G-33. And now we got another $5 you got to spend for Andre Dakota. I read his. That was the MTK super chat. Uh-oh, smoke weed. Another entry. Shout out to him. He's a long-time listener, alumni, listener, pound-for-pound supporter. So it would be good if he could win or at least be in the running, right? Because you've been doing this for a minute. Just like Dual Ingram and Compton with the $20 super chat. He says, I don't smoke nor support it, but freedom of choice should be in every state. So he says $20. Thank you for allowing us to be who we are.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. And you give it. Look at that. And your $20 wants us to smoke.
Yeah.
All right. We got casual. We got casual runs boxing says.
Okay,
I got five on it. Puff, puff, pass.
Right.
Don't funk up the rotation. Inhale the good shit. Exhale the BS. Fire emoji. And breathing, you know, smoke out your nose emoji. Spin that wheel, Mirage. I feel like a DJ holding these headphones up because of my hat. I'm like, yeah. What's up, people? Hey, everybody. Yo, we don't even got a doppelganger thingy that Bob. It's only CBD, bro. It's only CBD. The energy. No, that's the drink.
Yeah, so I think that just means I take a drink of your energy.
Oh.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, Danny needs a sip, bro. He needs energy. He's just there getting like stoned.
Yeah, I never got one. I never got one.
I never got one.
Smoke weed.
I know.
Every day.
I know. All right, who we got? Who we got next up is Tank Freeman. Shout out to the Tank. I hope you get in. He signed up. Tank signed up to Triller's So You Think You Can Fight, which is their version of American Idol for boxing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Tank used to be a Border Wars fighter. So he's fought in our Border Wars for at least 5 or 6 fights. So learned how to fight there and is transitioning into that. He's actually training now with Earl Spence's first trainer out in Irving, Texas, over there in R&R Gym. That's where Derek and Earl used to train before they got their new gym where they're at right now. So all that to say, shout out to Tank. He's also a longtime listener, Border Wars participant. And his chat is $5, so he's in the entry. There you go. What's that? Some more food? Just get that popcorn. Fuck with the poppity corn, man.
Can I get...
Oh, you want something else, Chip?
A macadamia cookie.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
I just realized that was legit popcorn.
Yeah, this is like legit popcorn.
I thought they were like big-ass Rice Krispies. Christmas.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Yo, you might as well grab the other bag and if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sweet. I love it.
Is it?
You don't want anything?
Is it hella sweet?
Yeah. No. Taste it. You said, is it hella sweet?
Oh, no.
Any more cash apps or super chats in us?
Got some smoke breaks.
Well, we have a bunch. Just came in. This just in. After Tank Furman, we have New York Bullet that says Ness and Rinwalk Danny equal boxing's Jay and Silent Bob. Laugh out loud emoji. Two glove emoji. Spin that wheel. But that's only a $2 super chat, so he won't be able to get in the entry. But he's also a smoke breaker. We got a $6 super chat from Steel. Steel wants to make sure he's involved. That's why he's sending 6 instead of 5 to make sure. He says, us Nebraska boys got that country boy strength. It's different on that level. Buds, and he put smoking, Spence, get your excuses ready. Go Big Red.
Smoke it.
What is it, too sweet for you?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, real talk? Yeah. Who makes this?
Puff Puff Pastries there out of L.A.
Big up. Yep.
I think Long Beach.
For real?
Yeah.
That's my nigga's with.
What? Yeah, he's a longtime listener of a show for like 10 years, bro. His name is Info Joe.
You know me, San Pedro.
Oh, yeah, no. Put his Instagram on there you go. Boom. You'll get a response from him from Puff Puff Pastries. That spin was New York Bullet, but he doesn't get an entry because that was only $2. That's Silent Bob. But the U.S., but the Nebraska one did.
No.
Yeah, that does get two. That gets two, which is Steel.
So, would you love me to have a minute?
Smoke break.
They have a minute to make it up to $5 to get that entry?
No, because it's Steel. That wasn't for him. That Steel spin.
The $2 one?
No, the $2 spin was something else. That's why we took the food.
Oh, okay.
This is the $6 spin.
That's for the two entries. That's
yes, for Steel.
Okay.
Next up is Jonathan Kidder. He says, ha, wild show, having fun, pre-gaming with y'all. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, champ.
Yes, sir.
Smoke weed every day.
And that's another $5 super chat. So he's so we got to take a zip. Okay. Sip of the energy drink.
You should take
some gulps. I want you to get some energy. I want some energy.
What's in there?
Yeah. Some THC.
It's 100 milligrams for the shot.
How much?
100
milligrams a shot, baby.
And how much THC?
It's 100 milligrams of THC.
Hey, he just said how much THC is in there. 100 milligrams. Yeah, but how much THC is in there? And he's not even smoking. Right? He's like, yo, how much THC is there? Oh, it's 100 milligrams. No, but how much THC is there? 100 milligrams.
I just want to say, just look at your boy Danny over there.
Danny is in another place because he's got the hair, man.
Danny left the orbit.
I got Tony Salgado back with another one. Tony Salgado with a $5 super chat. He says, part-time janitor, McFlurry machine, knocked down Crawford. Oh, my God. He called Cal Velasquez a part-time janitor. Now, what do you think is going to happen if Spence lands flush on that chin? Tony Salgado with a $5 super chat. You can spin that wheel, Mirage. Oh, another sip, Danny.
Damn, I'm almost done.
That's good. That's good. All right, so we got a Cash App from Stainless in Detroit, but was in Nashville and now in Ohio. He says 420 on TBV, and it's a $4.20 Cash App to go with the theme of 420. Spin that wheel. Oh, now Stainless, you got about 1 minute on the timer to complete that 420 into 80 cent more to make it $5. So you can get these two entries into our raffle if you want to win some more cool prizes. And you
that's bullshit. The minimum should have been $4.20.
It is 420. It is 420. It is 420.
Let it ride.
Let it ride. And he's a pound for pound supporter as it is, like monthly. No, but
minimum is 420.
But monthly on Patreon, he's a pound for pound supporter anyway. So, you know, shout out to the team.
So, shout out to him. Spin a wheel. Oh, no, he got two entries.
He got that.
So he got the two entries. Who he got next, Ness?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up.
Bro, I've been trying to catch up with your wheel.
Yeah, the wheel got so much stuff, right? But it seems repetitive. We need to, we'll figure it out. This is the first one of this kind.
Did we?
I guess we got a whole year for another 420 show.
Ness, did we get the vapes?
Oh, that's a Madison question.
Madison,
I believe I.
Damn, what?
Yo, did you vape?
Yeah, we don't have the battery though.
Oh. Yo, you said hit the smoke shop?
Right, grab my
battery. Oh, yo, so okay, we stopped at Steel, then we did Jonathan, then we did Tony Salgado, Chick Chickarelli with the $4.99, which is $5. He says, shout out to Kian and the boys converting the studio to all green. Looking good. Star emoji and two plants of marijuana emoji. Shout out. Oh, two entries for Chick Chickarelli. Shout out to Chick. We got Mad Bent 100 in Kansas City with a $5 super chat. He says, the nurse is smoking, and puts a smoking emoji. He said, oh, man. He said, I'll smoke her boots, TBV, forever. Spin that wheel for Mad Bent 100 in Kansas City. Oh, smoke break. Yo, it's about that time, but you know what? I still got to roll. Is there any more new flower, or are we good? Or do we double back? Oh, get that Medellin. What is that?
That's Medellin.
Oh, my God. Yo, at the end of this day, this trade, because look, where am I going to put all this, right? So it's like, oh, my God. Wait.
Compartmentalize.
No, because it's so easy, Danny should roll while I continue doing super tests. We have to be efficient.
All right.
No, seriously, bro, because we're fucking behind like a mojo. I'll keep this open and keep it moving with the lovely nurse. Actually, stop calling her a nurse. She's a bud tender. She's tending to our needs when it comes to the bud. We got Jose Ustategui. Oh, shit. Shout out to Yo, someone does that every day. They, like, impersonate a boxer on our chat.
Terrible.
But he sent the $4.20 super chat. He says, happy 420, guys. Thank you, my friend. Shout out to you. Spin that wheel, Mirage.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Drop it in the grinder, man. I mean, you're going to give them so much stuff. You're going to give them an exclusive TBV shirt that they just handed me right here. Look at that. It's actually that logo, but not really that logo, but almost that logo. I don't know how the whole thing works. That's why you need to get mic'd up, man. You got me on too much goodies to be asking these such intricate questions right now. No, but I think every time someone super chats $5 or more,
$4.20.
New rule. Remember, anybody's a fan of Bill Maher. New rule, $4.20 to spin the wheel. So if you send $4.20, we spin the wheel. If it lands on one of these beautiful spots to say entry, you're entered into a raffle for an exclusive giveaway to a swag bag. What's in a swag bag, Ken?
It's not a swag bag. We're giving away a free shirt.
Just one shirt? No way. Up the ante.
A shirt and a hat.
A shirt and a hat. No, down the ante. Those hats are exclusive. You can't just get that hat. You got to be part of the team. No way. What else? What else? Hoodies? Hoodies?
A black shirt and a white shirt.
Wait, we got the Ooga shirts. We got the Ooga shirt. We're going to give away a TBB shirt and one Ooga shirt. No, but it'll be all in one bag. And Brandon has a great...
Use your 420 pot. Your 420 props that we're utilizing during the show, give those away.
Yeah, so you get the actual hat I had and the little... How do you feel about
we're
that, Kia?
That.
You're so stingy. Wow. Yeah, I know. He does look good, but we...
Dude, I can't lie. That was honestly my Halloween costume for like 5 years running. At the weed shops.
Bro. Yep. No, it looks awesome on him, bro.
Yep.
He should just like wear that all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Fuck it, bro. Fuck
it. You do it way
just
more
get
justice
your fitted
than
cats. Get your... Put it on your fitted caps, like at the bottom, so when you put it, so it's always there.
Get it sewn in.
That part.
Yo, come on, you. Go, yo, I thought this was easy.
Yo, what a card at?
You don't need the card.
Oh man.
I mean, come on, fam.
Cause I don't want to mix up what you got,
bruh. Look, use this to move it over.
So that's the same weed.
Bro, you didn't grind it yet, right?
Yes.
All right, so move that over. Man, Danny, I should have did it, right?
Bro, because you got...
Bro, let me get to these super chats. Nah, I got different weed. That was Usatsuki. Let me refresh this super chat, Will. Let me see what we got, and I'm going to refresh over on Cash App. Uh-oh. So on Cash App, Stainless sent another one. Actually, he sent three in a row. Shout out to Stainless. So we got to spin the wheel three times. Make it two because we spun it once for him. So two more.
You going to ring the alarm?
Back to back.
Oh, we take a sip. Hey, Kian. Stainless gets two more entries outside of the one he already had. Spin that wheel one more time for Miraja. Me and Miraja go back like in the pacifiers. Oh, dirt on the liar. Y'all don't know about that.
Bro. Say what?
Let's go. Brent, yo, I told you, all the Brandons in my life is rocking. Stainless gets another entry. That's three for Stainless.
That's right.
And now we get James Payne that says, check your text for the rest of the message, saving you that percentage that YouTube would have raped you. This is $20. He sent $20 super chat. Shout out to James Payne in Tennessee. Let's go. Yo, more props and shit. Come on, man. Oh, you get to wear it. Give him. He said I was his costume for 3 years. What? Yeah. Let's go. Shout out to Brandon. Yo, you a real one, bro. He got to come back all the time. This is a wrap. Yo, so the rest of the message is on my text. Let me see. James Payne says, four cups of kush. Four cups of Kush, one cup of coffee on me, champ. Still got a couple in the clip for my discretion. Happy 420 TBV familia. I'm at work, but I never imagined working could be fun like you guys are having right now. Thank you for the inspiration to make my dreams realities and be my own boss. Shout out to you, James Payne, Lethal in Tennessee. Let's go. For rocking out with us.
That's right.
We appreciate you, baby. I appreciate you. man. So the producer got to be on that sound, but oh, shit. He got the back of money. What are we doing? What? I'm on the soundbite. I got my own board, man. We've been playing this. What do you want me to do? Oh, yeah. I'm in another one. Oh, you ready? Nah, man. Mirage, you going out or you good? I don't want to overdose you. You might can't hang with us.
That's right.
Oh, you good? So you good? You good? She's good. Let's go.
Is it metabolizing?
Do you need a chair? Hell, we forget.
Oh,
yo, in my bag. Crazy. Yo, we ain't gonna rush it. We gotta take the smoke break. We ain't gonna give you guys the phone to go to the chat. Any chat coming in? Man, you did not with his lighter. Yeah. You got banged. What's this, the pen?
This is Raw Garden Beach Party.
Oh shit.
One of those case of emergency break glass.
Oh wow.
Lift lamp lighter.
Yo. See if the car open. See if the car mine's, because there's a light, there should be a light in the cup holder. Danny run funny as hell. Oh, fucking hey, producer.
Blue flame.
Forget it.
Bring it just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that shit right there. Yo, y'all see this shit? Who would have? Oh, and it says fucking welcome to Vegas. Oh, it's amazing.
I'll just keep it here for emergency purposes.
They both mine. One was in my bag, one was in my cup holder. Hashtag real smoker. I don't know what I left one for. Yo, you want that? You wanna hit it? You know you vibe with the, like, Danny's so hot, he doesn't know that the audio is on, we got the mics right here. Crazy. No, I get it, though. You brand new. He was in the service for 7 straight years, so he just started smoking back again. When you started again?
Oh, that's right.
He's in them infancy stages right now. He still get munchies and shit like that. Man, I gotta go look at it. My memory is good when I put it in right there.
What, 420.
Which one?
Is that Danny or the cheetah?
That's old. That's old. Yeah, that's old. Come on, you just burning, man. Give me that shit, man. You out here the first time we can fucking blow down on a show and you burn, you holding it. Come on. Oh, we ain't see that one. We got that's something we gotta go back in there and do. He said let the little mama. Y'all terrible little mama. Mirage, me and Mirage go back like babies and pacifiers. Oh, shout about the ass. Yo, they gave us the little cup to put the roaches, but they didn't get the ashtray. We need the ashtray.
Eat the ashtray. Yeah, we got quiet off the
this
ashtray.
This is fucking rocking, bro.
Huh.
This is the Medellin?
Yeah.
That Pablo Escobar? Fucking fire. Yo, this is amazing. You know?
The eye-opener.
You know, you guys need to check out on Patreon. We got that pilot show of strippers and weed. So this is kind of a good, you know, segue into that. You know, we need kind of, I guess, input on it so we could develop the next episode. That was just a pilot series, you know, because of the props that we had.
Mm. Like that.
Yeah, bro, look at that dude, fucking
you
ash.
The shit out of this. This is going to bring you back up. it'll hit you behind the eyes. Get you kind of giggly.
That shit, look at the ash on that. Never heard of that, bro. That's some new shit. Okay. But you guys got to remember, I'm from the East Coast, so you guys got legalized way before us. Like I said, a year ago, I was in Jersey, and it was illegal. They just made it recreational. We had to get Governor Christie up out of there before we could do anything.
Just for a minute, like you'd see, like a lot of dudes from back east coming. Picking up and just taking it back.
Yeah, no, listen. I would never mind living in L.A. except for the cause, but, you know, I like the climate. I'd rather be in the hot climate than the cold climate. Fucking hate the winters. Hate the winters. I went to Denver one time, outside of the time I was telling you, and I actually went to the fucking mountains and all that shit. Bro, it was freezing out there. That shit is not for me. That nature shit. If it's in the summer, I'm good. Like, when I was in Florida, I was doing all that trails and shit in the forest or whatever you want to call it. But the cold is not for me. Uh-oh. Taking too long for this?
We've been out here a minute. I think we made up for our stockpile smoke breaks.
Look at how...
smooth. White ash.
And it don't even fall, bro. It's crazy.
Good pack. Good roll, these. Good roll.
That was rocking. Oh!
Right. Yep.
Yo, Mirage.
I don't know that you hear, but they sent in the super chat. Check them out.
I got to read it again because Danny read it out loud for us.
Son about.
Tell your mama do a spin.
Let me see. I got to refresh. All right. So we back. Let me throw these headphones on like I'm DJ Khaled or something. All right. Oh, look at James Myers. Get out of here. Oh, man, I love this. This is so amazing. You guys are the best. This is amazing. You don't even understand. When you listen to this on a podcast after the upload, you're going to want to come back and check out the live right here on YouTube on the playback because it's amazing. So, all right. We had last stopped off at Jonathan Kidder. We did Tony Salgado. He said, Chick Ciccarelli, we did. Mad Bent, we did. Brandon Lenz.
Wait,
yes. Brandon Lenz says, let Mirage gain some followers by giving her IG. Austin getting mad at Brandon. Yo, every time she's on, I've been playing it, Brandon. I don't care that you're 6'9". Uh-oh, they got the behind-the-scenes camera on Austin. It's a wrap. You're going to have to see that on Patreon or YouTube members. Damn. Shout out to James. I got to bring, first of all, spin the wheel for Brandon. It's a $2 super chat, so he won't be in the entry, but it's all good. What'd he get? Oh, sippy, sip, sip. Danny, do not spill that. Give me this. Better not. Hey, yo. Okay, because that is just too much. They're going to be vacuuming forever. You took your sip? Take another one.
I'm out.
Oh, it's all gone? That'll fucking put him to sleep, won't it?
Eat a couple gummies.
It's an ibuprofen.
No, it's not a tincture. But
I don't know. I don't know. All right. So I got Well, let me ring the alarm, man. James Meyer with a $5 super chat. Go ahead and spin that wheel. He says, my lungs hurt watching this. Laughing out loud emoji. But funny story. James used to be one of my co-hosts. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. This is my camera. I got to remember this is my camera. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. He sparred Orlando Solito. He's a trainer. Mm. Yeah, he does commentating now and has been doing it for a bunch of years for Iron Boy Promotions. Mm. And I think now it's another promotional company that he's doing the commentating for. But shout out to James, man. Anytime you in Vegas, champ, stop by the studio. Let the people see you, man. Jump on the mic. Call a fight. You're invited for Cinco de Mayo, man. We're having a party over here, Cinco de Mayo. There's a couple of people going to be in studio. You can be here. Refreshing. But, yes, you spun that for him?
Prop.
That's for – no, no. We got these guys. In, they're on behind the scenes, too. And you took off your glasses.
Nope.
Yeah, you did. Ooh. That's not fair.
You should double up.
Look, Travis is on camera every fucking 5 seconds. Omar's on camera every fucking 5 seconds. Everybody's on a prop. Let's go. The whole studio is themed today, baby. It's part of the party. What is that, gummies?
Yeah.
Yo.
Those are CBG and THC. Pair.
Hmm.
Dude, CBG for me was like Adderall, bro.
Oh, my God. I'm not taking off my hat. This is way more themed.
But
no, this is way more themed. You better give that to one of those guys.
I'm good. No.
Yeah, this is my prop. Mm. Bro, that shit is rocking.
Yeah.
Like, on a sweet level. You want one of these? Did you try? Oh, you have one? Mm-mm. Well, let's get back to the party here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
That's sweet some fun.
Oh, my God. Now I got to take all this off. This guy. Meanwhile, all these guys are going to be behind the scenes. I don't understand. Why can't they be themed, too? They're going to be behind the scenes. Everything is happening.
They all smoke?
Yeah, right? They don't smoke. I know Omar smokes. Look at him.
We discussed it earlier.
Travis Smoke.
All right, so that was James Marr. Next up, we got Tony Salgado. Listen, Kian, we need to keep a tally of who's done three or more so we can ring the alarm. I know. I told you need an assistant. Hire one. Stop playing games. Oh, you need a desk? Okay. You hear him complaining to you, Travis? Tony Salgado with another one. I'm going to go ahead and ring the alarm. I'm pretty sure that was three or more. And that's another $5 super chat. This I still got something to sip. I'm going to just go ahead and finish it so Danny don't feel left out.
No, I'm out. I now, just drank mine quicker than yours.
Now I'm out. But that is a $5 super chat.
Yeah, I've been out.
That is a $5 super chat from Tony Salgado. We got Chuck Supremacy that says, another $5 that says, since the grinder and the tray were used on the show, is that also considered a prop? Yeah, that's a prop.
Damn, loophole this shit.
That's a prop, dude, yo.
That's a sick ass giveaway.
Yeah. Yo, and that's my own. I brought that. You get an entry, damn. Chuck. Shout out to Chuck, the boxing guy. What the fuck? Oh, I put my hand up here. I'm like, whoa, how'd that happen? Shout out dude. To the bud. And the bud tenders. We got another 10. Oh, shit. They fucking sent a $10 super chat. Let's fucking go. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So that is from Chewy T. Best boxing show ever. Thank you, TBV. Thank you for telling the producers that you love it so we can do more of this wild and crazy shit. Oh, damn. We got we got to change that right now. We can't keep letting them land on that. Fuck it. Give me another macadamia cookie in place of that. No. Yes. Wait. No. I'm going to take popcorn because I don't want more cookies right now. I'm going to have to fucking hit the gym.
Those are like cookies, like edibles?
Yeah.
What do they dose at, you know?
25.
Oh, all right.
Too much for you?
No. I thought they were like 100 each.
Nah, jump on it.
No, I'm good. I'm not even hungry.
Oh.
I'll keep munching on these and eat my gummies.
I know. I like the popcorn. All right, that was $10. No entry. Okay, cool. Better boxing picks. $5 is habitual thumbs up offender. Happy 420. Bud over Spence. Shout out to you. I love that habitual thumbs up offender. That means he's smashing that thumbs up. Oh, two entries. Two entries for better boxing picks. All right, we got a bunch of cash apps. We got Abel Garcia that says, I don't smoke, but TBV is lit. Shout out to you guys. Fire emoji. Spin that wheel. Oh, smoke break. Well, we're going to let them pile up so we can take one long one. We got Lids Low Indicated Georgia who says, sends a $4.20 super chat. He says, let me get that spin. Miraja, give me a good spin. Oh, yeah. All right. One more, and you know we're going to take it. All right, we got, none other than Las Vegas' own Mac and Cheese, hailing from the Bay Area. And he says, I got five on it. And you and Danny, let's link tonight and smoke. Oh, you already know, champ. You should have been here for the party. Spin that wheel. Oh, what is that? Oh, edibles, right? All right, need more popcorn.
Let me try that popcorn, champ.
Every time we land the smoke
break,
three times, then we go.
Okay. Every three times is a charm.
So, you know,
can we add another slot for it then?
We've landed twice.
Yeah, we landed twice. All right.
Can we add one more slot for it then?
You want popcorn? No, it's rocking. I swear to God, it tastes like
popcorn.
But it tastes like
remember Cracker Jack or whatever?
Yeah, Cracker Jack.
Hell
yeah, get the little toy.
You want to try or have we been already finger fucking the bag too much? Can I have something to drink? Because that shit is like...
That shit got cooties, COVID, everything.
fuck, no. Red Bull, you're trying to kill me. You already got me on hella sugars as it is. Give me water, man. Water.
See, honestly, that's why I said notable cookies. I'm like, dude, it's 420, bro. It's what time is it?
I know. We're going to be fucking baked. This is going to test my tolerance. I'm telling you. I'm going to show you. And anyway, this is also going to test my theory. This is also going to test my theory that you can't overdose on bud. Like, the worst that can happen is you'll fall asleep, which I expect Danny to do immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just knock out.
Yeah, you just knock out. But this is going to show my tolerance. I ain't going to fall asleep.
I'll tell you.
I'm going to fucking plow through this shit like a G.
Wow. My worst ever. And I was like, bro, after 27 years, how had I never been this high? I did a half-gram dab of some diamonds concentrate on a new dab rig. Bro, lights were strobing, like disconnect.
So I never dabbed. I dabbed once. That's when you, like, put something in on the heat.
Yeah, concentrate.
Bro, that shit, you know, because, like, dabbing and bongs to me are, like, the same. It's, like, it comes in so strong, makes you cough. I don't like that coughing shit.
Well, my whole thing is I used to tell people that were new to it or asking about it, inquiring about it, like, if weed is sufficient for your tolerance, don't even get into the world of dabs. Yeah. Fuck with your tolerance.
I don't want that.
I mean, the beauty of it, too, is it's quick and to the point. Like, I used to utilize it running from shop to shop, like, just to be able to smoke with my guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To smoke a blunt with all these dudes at every spot, I'd have to stop. I'm like, damn, dude. So, like, dabs were quick. Boom, one. You know what I'm saying? You're stoned onto business.
There's
pros and cons to it.
Let me get to these super chats. We got DJ with a $5 super chat, and he says, long time listener, first time supporter from Oakland, smoking. So you see that, Ken? You see the conversion? Long time listener, first time supporter. When did he support? On 420.
Hey-o.
What brings us together? What brings us together? That bud. Kian's favorite fucking spin.
I think it's my turn.
Kian's favorite spin. He loves the props. I love my hat. That's why I don't want to change the prop.
I want to change it.
You got a nice hat. He got a nice hat.
I thought the idea was to keep accumulating, dude. Like,
it is. That's what he wants to do. All right. That's what he wants to do.
Because I'm not getting high.
But I think you guys found the right swag though. So it's like, why overload it? Look, he took his wig off again. This guy's terrible. You are on
the
spirit. Yo, there's cameras everywhere.
It's the spirit.
No, I want the comments to be, wow, Kian, you're on camera more than you think, and you're not playing part or partaking. Anyway, that was DJ with a $5 super chat. It landed on props. We're going to go on to Jay Miller with the fat $10. Ring the alarm. Jay Miller with the $10 super chat says, happy 420 TBV. Hope to meet you all one day. Maybe this year we're going to do a TBV appreciation night. It's been a long time since we've done one, and it's the right year to bring it back. Props.
Look.
What? I know. He got it back to back. He's terrible.
It's taped over something.
Yeah, he's
you
terrible.
You fucking cheater.
He's terrible,
that's
bro. He loves props.
There's got to be three to get one. Can we at least
add one? That's to change the odds?
Oh, that's what you covered up, dude.
No, but adding it does.
Yo, you got the neighborhood fucking Brandon upset,
oh,
man.
I gotta rock a prop.
Oh, shit, it's your turn, Brandon. All right, that was a $10. Shout out to Jay Miller. Appreciate you rocking out with us this morning. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on, man.
Hey-o.
Uh-oh. We got another 420 super chat from Mac and Cheese. Says, spin that wheel, shorty. Oh, that's the third smoke break. Wait, because now we actually got to roll something. So we'll get back to these super chats while Danny rolls again so we can continue to be efficient. You can either pick something new, Danny, or get something old, but I see something new over there for Metro Boomin. And then, motherfucker, I don't know if that's the same. Is it the same? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's different.
Different. We'll go with the different while I get to these super chats so we don't fall behind and look lame. What's up?
Is that the strain name different?
Oh, is that?
No, it's called Gushes.
Yeah.
Gushes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What is it?
Gushes.
Gushes? Nice. All right. I never heard of none of this shit, so I'm just enjoying.
Nice. Dude, the flavor on it is fire. Typically, and a good indica dominant hybrid.
All right. We stopped at Jay Miller. Time for a 420 super chat from Steel. That's definitely number three in a row or four or five. Shout out to Steel. He says, to those living out their dreams, hashtag Ness doing it. Prayer emojis. Flexing emojis. Shout out to you, baby. Without you, there's no me. We appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to share this episode. Hit that thumbs up. Let's go ahead and activate that algorithm, man. We're trying to get to a million subscribers. Do you want to see Mirage back? This episode got to do well. I mean, you know what I mean? She don't want to come back to no lame episode, so share it. Share it. All right, we get into... Did we spin that wheel? What's that? Oh, edibles. All right, eating my popcorn. Mm-hmm. Me and Danny done... attack this one together. So let me say the next super chat before I stuff my mouth and fuck up the mic, right? Mm-hmm. So Brian, I'm gonna go with that. Mm-hmm. Says TBV doped out and smoked out in the house. Shout outs to La Enfermera 420 2020. So La Enfermera translates to
the nurse.
Spin that wheel. And that's a $5 super chat. So he gets two entries. That's Brian Guzman. You'll see it there with an orange. YouTube just sent in a dollar. No message. So shout out to YouTube. You can go ahead and spin that wheel. Do we spin the wheel for YouTube with this $1 super chat?
Yeah,
nah, of course. Every dollar counts. You kidding me? $1,000,000 is $1,000,000. Spin that wheel, Mirage. Shout out to YouTube. He's always in the chat. Hey, and he gets an entry. Now he's going to have to actually say his name. He's been YouTube forever. All right. Imagine you win anyway, unless you're not going to claim it. So we got Sick Marasaka with a $16.80 super chat. He says, to the only Budfest of boxing show, divide this four ways. Laugh out loud. Thanks for giving us daily supply of great content and great guests. Thank you for enjoying everything we do. And thank you for your support. Spin that wheel, Mirage.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys for having me, dude. I'm having a blast.
No, man. Thank you for coming, bro.
I'm not making too much of an ass myself.
Nah. You're crazy, bro. You're rocking out, man. That was Sick Marasaka. And this is High Low Sports Centrum with a $2 super chat. Says the boxing voice is more. Spin that wheel, Mirage. Oh shit, we ain't got nothing to sip. Yo, we gotta fix this wheel. Look, we need something to sip.
All right. You're out of drink.
We'll go hit the local dispensary.
Yo, the episode won't end. Yo, Danny's still rolling, y'all.
Bro, we're going to snort that, dude.
Yo, oh, my God. We got Chewy T with the 420. He says, calling on that spin. Oh, shit. He said, calling on that spin goddess. Need my entry. So he wants the spin goddess to make sure it lands on an entry. He wants to win. Oh, that's the third one, though. That's the third one. No, that's a fourth one. That's a fourth one because we're still waiting. We're still waiting on Danny.
We're literally
it's all good. Yo, hashtag blame Danny. It's all good because it's funny. It's funny.
And whatever you got to do to get Wilson, keep doing that shit.
All right. So we're all caught up. Let me double check on the Cash App. Last super chat was Chewy T. Chewy T. Oh, man. Let me go to the live show here.
You got a comb?
What?
You ain't got the comb?
I got one. I just thought it.
Man is behind.
No, no, no. I thought he had one already. Look. Look. All right. So in the live chat, they said the green hoodie guy is cool. Hell yeah, he's cool. Shout out to Brandon. For coming through, man.
It was my All right.
You, man. Yeah, man. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Oh, wow. We got a lot of thumbs up. Shout out to you guys, man. We appreciate the support, man. That's official. Yo, they got the hashtag blame Danny. Yo, Derek Lincoln saying hit that thumbs up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, yo, I am so nice and toasted. I do feel like a chef right now.
Every time I reach into this bag, I just remember you finger fucking it.
Yeah, but at least no one ate out of yours.
Trying to find the perfect pizza.
Me and Danny in that bag, like we brothers for real, man.
Fuck. Some you're not grabbing your fondling.
Yo, they call him hashtag slow roll Danny. Danny, just be careful because if you rip it, then you got to start over.
I'm just saying.
Just
make sure
time.
You massage it.
But it takes time.
I know. That's why you got to massage it.
Nothing.
You got to massage it. I'm telling you. I'm being serious.
Bro. All
right. I'm trying to give you the secret.
You just smoked my last two. No problem.
I'm just saying.
Why you sound like you... Be careful with... Give me the tray.
I'm moving it.
Not like that.
Come on, Cam. We're supposed to be helping him. I'm moving it instead, bro. You tripping. Oh my goodness, you're terrible.
I'm gonna go ahead and eat this cookie. Well, sorry for the dead air, but you gotta be watching this. Because Danny, I mean, I don't know. Mirage, you think you could do a better job? Maybe we should have Mirage roll one up.
Backwards.
Maybe we should have him roll a few up. So this don't happen again.
Bartender,
right? Maybe.
Do you think you've gotten it enough?
It was pretty simple, right? Pretty simple.
I mean, between the cone and the tool and the nail.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it takes all the guesswork out of it, really.
I mean, even though Danny's going super duper slow.
I think it was the grinding.
Yo, but shout out to the studio looks amazing. I love it.
Like, it's so...
And you came yesterday. So do you think... Is it a good difference? A good change? Yeah, they. I love it. I love the logo. Fucking cookies are rocking. I'm telling you, you guys are missing out. You have to at least take a macadamia home.
We got a couple more super chats now.
You guys got to at least take a macadamia home if you're like, Even though, you know what? Don't take a macadamia. Take everything else other than the macadamia. I want that shit. I want, wait. Fasty. We last stepped off on Chewy T. Let's make sure he's next. Who's next? You were right. Miguel Robles. Happy 420. Can you name your famous top five smokers? Top five smokers.
Oh, Chong.
Chong.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Cheech.
Okay. Then Cheech.
Be real.
Be real. That's five already. We're about to have one more. It's going to be double smoke.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
Delayed reaction.
Let's go.
Fucking internet.
Yo.
Wi-Fi was down.
So I would say mine's, I think I did this on TikTok. I would love to smoke with fucking Bob Arum. You know, he's a famous promoter, and he's been around forever. He's promoted fucking Evel Knievel, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya. Like, every name you know, Miguel Cotto, he's promoted him, and he fucking smokes and eats edibles. So I'd love to smoke with him.
No, he don't smoke no more.
He's going to smoke with me then. Fuck that. But I'd love to do a smoke with him. And obviously Mike Tyson now fucking smokes.
Mike Tyson be fun as fuck.
Yo, I would love to smoke with Tyson. Talk, like,
what young guy, though?
What young guy?
Yeah.
In boxing or in general?
I mean, young guy in boxing.
Jesus.
Probably wouldn't be too many young guys.
Hey, I got to throw Willie Nelson in there. And the reason why I say a lot of these dudes is the stories they would tell.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get stoned with them, and I bet you just laugh your ass off and just hear some crazy, interesting shit. You know what I'm saying? From a different era.
Horizon, who's the top person you would like to smoke with?
Snoop Dogg,
man, I can't believe I forgot to say Snoop. Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Seth Rogen. Yeah, Seth Rogen seems like he would be fun as hell to smoke with.
Yeah.
But we should put a mic on her.
Y'all ready to...
During this smoke break, because he's ready. That'll make it simpler. All right. Smoke break, Austin.
Oh, damn. He's the only guy that could put it on there. Put your camera, Trav, what about that as a thought?
I don't know what that
is.
I don't know if you want
to. Yeah, man. Fuck it. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Oh, shit.
Oh,
you smoking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Oh, shit. Now, you want... Oh, fuck it. So where's Danny? We need the light. I mean, the actual bud. Yeah, yeah. Light one up. Light one up. I want the new shit. So, Mirage, I was so excited. Can you just slightly turn that? Thank you. Omar. Yeah, never mind. No. I needed you to help it, but so I was so excited. Danny had showed me that you posted on your story, and you was like, "Oh, I'm excited to be on." So that I was like, right there, I was like, "Yo, you gotta hire her because it shows that you know she's into it at least, and you know that's cool."
And it's an interesting thing.
Definitely not a typical day. But it's a great day. This shit is so rocking. Of course not.
Yeah, I've had a fast. It's not an enthusiast for me. Like, where I go into depth, like, maybe the way you know baseball players growing up and stuff like that. But respected as a sport. Now, like, I always think Jesus was a basketball for my kids. I was taking a liking to that. My son now, because I've been taking up some boxing, what have you. So I've been getting into, like, bare knuckle boxing. I've been seeing a lot of athletes. Like, the way the format of it, the 2-minute rounds.
Actually, I went to one that was crazy, like the triangle one. Bro, that shit was so brutal. It was down in Florida, Miami. Bro, that shit was fucking brutal, man. That ain't for me, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. That was too much.
That I overheard during one of those bare knuckle fights, Peter Kelly was saying he didn't understand the concept of that getting trapped in one of those quarters. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of fucked once you get isolated in the apexes. So I don't know if you witnessed that or observed
I'm
that.
I'm honest, I've never seen.
Me neither. I just heard speak of it.
Yeah, you gotta remember that's the camera. You ain't bringing it? I thought he was bringing it.
In the car, but...
No, but when we go in, stop there. The clip is over.
Hey, Russell, you said you saw one of those triangle fights, though? And what, did you observe that? Like, any fighters being at a disadvantage once they got into those corners, or...
Honestly, bro, I've seen some really good fights. But because it's bare knuckle like that, them shits don't last. Like, once someone lands a clean shot, either someone gets totally knocked out or, like, very badly cut. It's like, yeah, where either it's called or that blood just completely puts them at a disadvantage from where he panics or it's, fucking up his eyesight. You know, he's pawing at it.
Yeah.
So it's just like he's at a disadvantage. So now the guy's just killing him, bro. That shit was too brutal for me. It was too brutal for me, honestly. I'm like, what the fuck? These guys are crazy. That shit, bro. And then you know they're getting paid like under $25,000 for that. Like, bro. Like, bro, now you got like 50-something stitches under your eye. Man, y'all tripping. And there's got to be a better way.
You would think, but I mean, yeah, being ignorant, dude, like, isn't that kind of a story for a lot of boxers, like, a lot of, like, unpaid fights,
No. That's definitely a story in boxing, but it's also becoming an older story, you know. Floyd Mayweather did a very good job of publicizing and glamorizing what a boxer can be. Exactly. So that has allowed other young fighters to kind of follow his green print. And then Canelo, you know, while he lost to Floyd, he still learned from a business standpoint, and he learned from that loss, you know, from a skill standpoint, but from a business standpoint, he learned, which in terms has inspired other Mexicans and Latinos to be business savvy. You know, same for Cotto. It goes on and on, because you see Edgar Berlanga. Now, I know it's somebody you don't know. I'm just speaking to the audience. Well, Edgar, you know, he's influenced by like a Miguel Cotto, because what Miguel was able to do from a business standpoint. So like, it's just like the weed game, you know. It's evolved, like you said, went from the trap era to where we at now. Everything evolves. Boxing is just completely slower, because while the bug game is regulated, boxing is really not.
I mean, my thing with boxing, though, at least, like, because it seems like sports in general has become very contract-based, money-based, marketing-based, sponsor-based, you know what I'm saying? But boxing, like, just because it's a primitive season, you have to know, you still have a lot of competition, you know what I'm saying? Like, you truly earn those money, you earn, like, the fact that they've educated themselves, okay, and followed the path of dudes that have pioneered it, marketing-wise, and taking money for themselves.
Yeah, no, Oscar influenced Canelo.
It's like, it's ridiculous. Bro, like, they're literally fighting to survive. They're making their way through the ring. You see the story. You see the Rocky Balboa story. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I mean, you hear about it, too, with other sports, but a lot of these kids now, they're just investments. Like, for me, the balls, like, dude, like, how good, like, it's pretty obvious. Like, that was his investment. These kids, dude, like, he loves them, I'm sure. But you're kind of blatant about your greed or your money aspirations behind your children.
Who?
Ball.
Ball?
The Ball family?
Who the hell is that?
The Ball family. Lorenzo Ball.
Lamar.
I'm not trying to talk shit on him.
No,
like,
I don't know. What sport
is
that?
Seems like a lot of these
people, oh, man. Yo.
That's the image that was given. Basketball.
Check it out, though. Listen.
You've just met the first guy that's never watched like basketball, playoffs. I never even watched like whatever championships, like none of that shit, bro.
My ex-best friend and business partner stole millions of dollars.
I tell you what, we're going to learn from this episode. We're going to need to have everybody mic'd up. No. That's just live. No, believe me, that's live editing. No, believe me. And I'm just relating it to the next episode. But should we go in?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hi. My name's Mariza.
You have a mic now, so what do you want to say?
I'm going to try to get you guys the tickets, but I'm trying. Yeah.
All right. Well, he said you have a mic, but I don't think the mic is on. Let me get a mic check.
Hello.
Nope. Can you tap it? Nope. Boom. Austin, get to work. But no problem. We're going to move on. Let's see where we stopped at. I want to believe we stopped on Chewy T calling on a spin goddess. There we go.
Hi.
Hello. Shout out to Ness with the bionic ears. Okay, so we did Miguel Robles. Steel with the $5 super chat. Spin that wheel. He says, Brandon's cool for sure, but get us. What a check left hook. Oh, can he tell us what a check left? Brandon is cool for sure, but can he tell us what a check left hook is? Thinking emoji, laughing out loud.
Please laugh. Honestly, dude, I'm ignorant. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what a
check left hook. Danny, check left hook.
Yeah, I couldn't tell
you. Check left hook. So,
as far as boxing, like,
you want me to throw it or you want to
well,
throw
it? Well, be careful. It's a check left. You seem to be in some sort of southpaw stance.
Opportunity, I would assume it's something of a left hook shot from kind of like a defensive position.
Yeah,
like you're checking, an oncoming advance.
Yeah, oncoming advance.
Yeah.
Very fucking good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly.
So when someone's coming
exactly.
at you, you know you're in the orthodox stance.
Yeah.
Where which means your left hand leads, your right hand is your power hand. So when, like you said, something's coming, so you slip. And you check with the left hook.
Okay.
Shout out to Steel. All right. Did we spin that wheel? He gets two more entries, Kian.
I hope that satisfied you, man.
Yo, he gets two more entries, Kian. You did that? You're on top of it. Shout out to you.
He's a man.
And that was last with Steel. Let's see. We got Jay Hardcore. Shout out to Jay Hardcore Boxing News in the Maryland, D.C. area. He says, happy 420, man. Happy 420
happy
back
420.
At you. We appreciate you, brother. Spin that wheel. $5 super chat. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
let's stack those up. That was it right there to make
one.
It six because it took him so long. But, Danny, just start rolling. Yeah, no, seriously. No, you don't want to?
Yeah.
Just have a few rolled up, bro, to save time. damn, you gotta take your headphones off for that? Damn, my man says. Where's the sound?
Yeah, he's gotta concentrate, man. Danny's gotta be in the zone.
I gotta get my.
I can feel it. Yo, he gotta unwind just to motherfucking roll up. What the fuck?
I'm gonna get my shit.
Oh, let's see what you got. I love it. Oh, you gotta leave.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, keep this on me then.
S and La Whip.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to FaZe BB Cox. He says, "Happy 420 TBV. Creep walk Danny. Don't duck me for Border Wars, son."
Especially because
it's Tyson
Fury,
so
we
play
that.
Who are you? Soundbite. Oh, I don't have that, bro. I don't. Brandon in Houston. Who are you? Who are you from Tyson Fury is what we need. We got Mad. Wait, what was that? Oh, sips. We ain't got nothing to sip, man. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I think we were just kind of like hitting that little
thing. I know. Every time it lands there, I got to eat these damn popcorns. These are too good, but I'm like, they're slowing me down. It's just getting heavy.
Gummy? CBG?
Nah, I like them.
Dude, hit something. What we got? Hit those gummies right there, those strawberry ones. Those are 21 CBD. That'll level out your high.
Damn, level me up, baby.
Yeah. Not even Danny, like, if you start to get, like, a little slow.
No, Danny's slow. Give Danny, like, 10 of these, please.
Like, if you watch, like, a lot of
these movies. He's out here, like, I'm going to the car.
Look at him.
Bro, help me out with these childproof shits. I'm definitely child out here. This shit is crazy. All right.
This one's just a peel and pop.
We got Mad Bent 100 in Kansas City. Mad Bent 100 in Kansas City says, $5 super chat. Interview the PBT, Pretty Bud Tender. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we will interview her for you after she spins the wheel. All right, that's the edible. Here you go.
Perfect timing.
I got one right here. These are different ones, but
those are 21 pure CBD, so they'll level you out.
Oh, that's right. You need to level out because you're slowing down.
Let me have one too.
Yeah, no, we're going off experience. We're going off experience. My man knows what he's talking about. All right, interview. So, Mirage, where are you originally from?
I'm from Spokane, Washington. Kind of like by Seattle, like 4 hours away.
What?
Yeah, moved here like a year ago.
Oh, you just moved here a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm new too. I've got like 3 weeks. So what brings you to Vegas?
My older sister moved here, so I kind of just followed her.
Okay, and what brought her to Vegas?
We just kind of wanted to get into, like, a bigger city. Okay. And she's also the nursing out here, so.
Okay. Nice, yeah. Nice. So what have you been doing since you moved from Seattle?
I used to bud tend, too.
Nice.
So, yeah, I was doing that for a minute.
And how was that?
It was fun. I really love weed and stuff, too. So I got into it and got into the strains and stuff and everything. But, yeah.
Cool. So you into astrology?
Yeah, I'm an astrologer.
Oh, what's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Libra.
Oh. What do you guess it is? Guess what Nestor's sign is.
Guess what Nestor's sign is. God, this producer. We need to get him mic'd up. Kian. He is Kian.
I'm going to say like three.
Uh-oh, she got three for me. Travis, where are you?
No. Where are you?
So, yeah.
Are you saying?
Bro, you're talking so much. You have to have a pack. You can have a pack like her. You talk too much. Listen, even Ebro became such a voice on Hot 97 that eventually he became a face on the fucking show. Like, it's just that it works that way. You're like talking into the room and they're hearing you partially. Thank you. But you were saying.
Yeah, the three I think you could be.
Uh-oh.
In any order, like.
No, I was guessing because I don't really.
Drum roll.
Leo. Gemini. Or Aquarius. Or Aries.
That's four. You said Aquarius and Aries. But before she picks one, why those?
Just because I feel like those are kind of like the like more like outgoing signs to me. And like
good information.
But I don't know all too much about all the signs. So like those are the ones I've had experience with. But we're gonna
I'm definitely a Gemini.
Hey, I knew it.
Shout out to Mirage. All right, I think we're all caught up. So now, Kian, didn't you have a bunch of games you wanted us to do?
I didn't have a game.
See why he needs a mic? See how he needs a mic?
We're going to rank some weed.
All right, let's fucking do it. It's only 8:45.
Right? This is going to take him until 9:30 with the
Yo, no, bro, I don't even blame you. I've been literally giving it to him to open because I can't fuck with it.
Big, little. Forget the man.
Uh-oh. We got another $5 super chat from Matt Ben. That's definitely over three times. To ring the alarm. So his super chat said, let me spin. You can spin while I refresh to get the exact words. Oh, one entry. Shout out, Matt Ben. You're in the running. He said, interview the pretty... the pretty bartender, get her boxing knowledge, what she thinks. Okay, so do you know anything about boxing, Miraja?
Not really, I'm going to be honest. I think a couple of matches, like a big
do
one,
you know,
yeah.
When I say boxer, what name comes to mind for you?
Like Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, yeah. Any others?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, those are the two good names. Any others?
Will Smith.
Yo, you know what time it is. It's who would win in a match between Will Smith and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. In a boxing match, not a street fight, not a wrestling match, not no fucking MMA. In the ring, Will Smith versus Dwayne Rock.
Look.
I would say
Dwayne Johnson. Everybody needs to be mic'd up. See, you're all laughing.
Dwayne the Rock.
So it's Dwayne Johnson, the Rock. Dwayne Johnson, the Rock.
The other dude don't fucking exist. No, just.
Yo, he said I'm picking Will. The other dude don't exist. No, but I'm talking about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson versus Will, but in a boxing match.
I'll give it to Will just based on.
Yes! Yo, we keep piling them up, bro. Yeah. Only weirdos picking fucking The Rock.
Honestly, I think the only way The Rock would take it is if he could just have a fucking chin of fucking stone and just take the fuck out of some punches and finally land that home run.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yo, you do know some boxing.
Well, I would, like I said, I'm definitely a fan.
Okay. You know,
or an enthusiast.
All right.
Not an enthusiast, but a fan. Like, I watch it, I observe it, I respect it for his technique, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was roots, but, like, I just couldn't tell you, like, who's hot, who's moving up in the ranks, who's, like, what division.
Nah, I don't expect you to, man. We brought you here for your expertise. But we do got Tony Salgado. Oh, wait. So, wait. You know, she gave us her the fighters that comes to mind. So, we got Tony Salgado that says $5 super chat. So, you can spin that wheel. He says, yo, you guys, smoke break. That's what, number two already? All right, two. Austin got the list. Tony Salgado says, and I hope you take no offense, but they said, what's baby's favorite boxer if she got one? They just changing her name from Miraja to pretty Miraja. Bartender, baby, shorty, little mama.
Yeah, I like all the names. Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
But like I said, I don't know too much about boxing, but I'd probably go with Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, that's a good pick. You can never go wrong with the GOAT, man. Mm-hmm. Greatest of all time. That is what they say. So I think we're caught up. What movies are we supposed to be reviewing, bro? What do we got? Oh, Kian.
Colin dropped the ball.
That's why he needs a mic and a cam. Get him on the back cam.
What is this?
Good, man.
What is this? Good, meh, trash, fire.
Fuego.
Damn, we needed that sound bite from like Street Fighter. Fire, yeah, I got back on.
Don't seem.
Fuck it. Okay, so like we got to clip the watch.
Yeah, let's watch it. Fuck it.
This is Seth Rogen. Actually, Mariah just brought him up. Look at a little coinkydink. No audio, though.
Dude, I've got to experience his house plan. I heard it's fire as fuck.
Oh, I hear it. Hey. Uh-oh.
You guys all
dancing?
Everyone?
I can hear that. I hope this is... Wait, I hear that. Bob Marley? That's the Bob Marley in the background. You still got that playing in the background. Hey, Bob Marley. There you go. Shout out to Kian's playlist. Movie clips.
Mm.
No audio. If you're watching this, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you're missing a production. This is a podcast you're listening to on your exercise this morning. I advise you to come join the live stream or the playback
or the session.
Giving Key and time to figure out the audio in my cool voice. As he looks at me and says, is there no audio?
Well, you're complaining this copyright, so it's either there's going to be audio or no audio for them to hear.
No, no, it's not copyright.
I didn't know no audio was playing.
I've been saying that for the last 10 minutes.
In his cool voice.
I fixed it. I fixed it, but I turned it off because he was like making it seem like it was going to be like a...
No, because of the music.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I cut it.
Mm-hmm. So what are we supposed to be doing here? Reviewing this scene?
Just the movie in general. This is a way to set up the voting.
Oh. I mean, I don't know that I love this movie. I'm going to be real. This shit felt forced. It felt forced.
I'm with you.
Like, isn't this the movie that has, like, the scene, like some underground laboratory that lights on fire, and they got corny-ass, fucking lines, like, oh, it's burning. Like, man, get this shit out of here, bro. It's garbage. Basura, B. Yeah. Matter of fact, I actually got that soundbite. I mean, you know, we're trying to not to use certain words, so I'm not even gonna play it. But that shit is garbage, huh?
Okay, he's going with trash.
Listen, so here's my issue with weed movies, bro. Like, they always try to make us out to be like
donors.
Yeah, like so dysfunctional and like, oh, we're so stupid. Nah, like, you're wrong. Like, that's not how it is.
So if you're gonna put that as trash, then. That's like the best one.
I mean,
I wish the audience could hear what you said, Mr. Refuse to be mic'd up.
Repeat what I said.
Oh, I'll repeat what you said while thinking about what I should say. Sure, the producer said...
If you voted Pineapple Express as trash...
If he voted Pineapple Express as trash, then what are the rest going to be? Because that's...
I mean, maybe... Who knows? That's the whole point of voting.
All right.
I put it, I mean, look, there's other people in the room. Mariah, where do you rate Pineapple Express?
I'd say meh.
Ah, she's at least, yo, meh is close to trash.
I'm going meh just because there were glimpses where I was like, oh, shit, like when he's like, thug life, and he fucking.
Oh,
like,
I mean,
that shit made me giggle. You know what I'm saying?
It made him giggle, you see? That's not even a full laugh. But go ahead, Danny, what you doing, meh or trash or what? What?
Yeah, no, there was definitely parts that kind of made me chuckle a little. So I'm going meh.
Hey, I'm happy with Maz. Maz is so close to trash.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Radio love. Fuck it.
Because I have one movie in particular that I hold true as like the king of Lost Known. So we'll see where
see if he even picked it, and we'll rank him. If he didn't put George there, he fucking sucks.
Yeah, you might
Yo.
The wrath of
So wait, how many people voted? Did you vote? You had said man, he man, man. And all right, so that's it. Are you voting? You're voting that it's great. No, you're the fucking producer. You need a mic. You're voting great. You voted great. What's the next one?
Friday?
Let me see it. Which one is this again? Nah, this is the best movie of all time, though. Is this considered a smoker movie, though?
Yeah.
Bro, this is it, then. Like, and what? Wait, give me the categories again. I don't need... I mean, I already remember this shit. Come on, man. You should have picked... How you gonna pick this scene? No, man. Yo, Danny, what scene he should have been showing us right now? It just literally happened on the show.
For me,
Danny is so, look, he's so like focused. He can't even hear me, this guy. Bruh, you had to pick, everybody knows, like, you either pick the dun-dun with Debo or you pick the
Hey, Miss Parker. Come on, man. You see? You see the reaction? Yo, fucking where my guns at for this producer, man? Fucking dropping the ball out here, bro.
Now you kind of need to be mic'd up for defense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you. Fuck that. Yo. But let me rank it. Let me rank it. Damn, you don't got great? All right, well, I'm putting it good. That's good.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of a big jump. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to just call it good.
That fire. Shit is great. That shit is... Oh, there's fire. That's right, fire. Why does he got it backwards? Like, what the hell? It should be like fire, good, meh, trash. But all right.
No, I would throw a great...
Oh, look at the... Oh, I love it. Do your thing, kid. Fuck yeah, man. Make it make sense.
Come on.
Yeah, but in the meantime, where do you rank Friday? I'm putting it as fire.
I'll put it as fire, dude.
You don't have to, bro. Don't let me pressure you.
Because I don't
want to
call it just good. If there was
Travis, where are you? This mic's coming apart. Hurry.
Like I said, if there was a great up there, I'd definitely go with the great.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes, like, I was trying to keep fire reserved for that one movie, hoping it's going to be on.
Oh, I get it.
Like,
yeah, but we don't want to give a movie three options of good. Because good, great, and fire is kind of in the same realm.
I'll put fire there. Fuck. I'll put it in the same category.
Damn, no, but I get what you're saying, because if your movie's not there, I get you. You in a rock and hard place. Yo, you got to gamble. Because look, it's going to look, listen. The climax will be better if your movie's not there. Keen fucking sucks.
Run that part.
Yeah. Yo, right,
let's go.
I'm
down for the great or the fire.
What's next, Ken? Yeah. Wait, Danny, what you rank Friday?
Yeah, no, Friday is great. Or what is fire?
Fire.
Mariah, it's starting to get you. You looking sleepy? You awake?
Yeah.
All right, what you ranking it?
I say fire too.
All right, nice. Let's fucking go. What's next, Ken?
White Castle.
Oh. Ooh,
damn.
Wow. I'm going to put that at good.
Yeah, because I got to even...
I'm going to put it at good because you guys said about the last one, it was like, oh, it had its moments, but that's, you know, they use that forced comedy sometimes. I don't like that, man. That was the White Castle one, right? Like they could never get to White Castle or some shit. That's like, yo, how did that happen? Like, that shit don't happen in real life, so it bothers me, but... Whatever, it was good. It had its moments.
Yeah, I'll go good on that.
What about you?
I'm going good. Oh, my bad.
For Harold and Kumar, yeah, definitely good.
Did you see that one?
I've never seen that movie. So
I'll
go good. That was with you guys.
Yo, that's crazy. So, what's next, Kian?
I'm going to half baked.
Damn, I'll put that on fire.
Half-Baked?
Yeah.
Half-Baked. What's that, with Method Man?
With Dave Chappelle.
I need the video.
You don't
Show me the video.
Oh, my God.
Bro, you don't have it? All right. It's all good. Wait a minute. I think I got a cash up. Is that a cash up?
He's the kindergarten teacher. Kills the horse. It's the cop. They gotta sell the weed.
You got a club? Okay.
You ever seen that? I remember it now.
Who's having a party or somebody got?
Damn, that's Young Chappelle. Look how thin he is.
That part.
Thank you very much.
My man is crazy. All right, I'm good. I mean, that's good. I remember. It's all right.
I am adding more movies to the thing. Right now.
Well, then I'll
be
a little more tentative with how I rate, man. I'll go good.
No?
I said good. I've been said it's all right.
Meh.
Meh? You say meh?
Good.
All right, that'll be good.
Have you seen Knocked Up, Seth Rogen?
Knocked Up with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Knocked Up?
Yeah.
That's a Bud movie?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, yeah. Okay.
Bro, show me that, because I seen it, bro. I know these guys ain't seen it.
Yeah, I think
it's kind of cool. Is it with the blonde chick?
Yeah, where he does the dice throw at the fucking club.
yo, listen.
That's a
dance move. If you're going to put that movie in there, yeah, that's fucking good to me. I know Danny ain't see that.
It's good.
Nah. Mariah ain't see that either.
As far as Stoner,
nah, that shit is old.
I think you're playing the Seth Rogen card on that one.
Yeah, he's playing the Seth Rogen card.
As far as Stoners go.
Ah.
But it is good. It was funny. Like I said, that dance move, I used to do that shit at the fucking foot shop. All
right. Cheese and Chomp. Chronicles of a Brief History.
Nice. Bro, you're going to hate me right now? I've never watched one.
What?
Never fully watched one. Never.
I
never. Never.
Oh.
Fuck that shit.
No.
Bro, I ain't going back and watching that old shit. That shit is old. That shit. I can't watch old movies, bro. I'm like on an HD type of shit.
I don't know if you heard my disappointment.
I heard it. You got amazing mic in front of you.
When he said that movie, that's not the movie.
That's not the movie.
You're going to watch a movie ever.
You're going to like Up and Smoke. You're gonna,
nah, yeah. Man. He, like,
yeah, Up and
I
Smoke
watched
is a good
it.
One. Yeah.
Listen to me. I watched it. I remember like this. I remember he's in this big ass boat of a caddy driving. Like, they be so extra smoke. Like, nah.
Got some Labradoodle, man. I had to follow my dog around.
The sequence is where there's stones stuck on the fucking thing with the Labrador, the big ass joint. Bro, it's classic. It's classic.
I'm just, but listen, I'm also a dude that just like, I can't go back and watch that old shit.
But like on a personal note, that was the first stoner movie I ever watched with my hippie of a mother. So it resonated, and then she gave it to me as
you
a
know.
Stocking stuffer, VHS. Look at it. So yeah, it resonates deeply with me on multiple levels. But honestly, to this day, I watch it and laugh my ass off.
Mirage, now that you got your mic, don't be afraid to let them know where they can follow you.
That's my Instagram on there.
Yeah, but remember, this is also an audio podcast for the people that just are listening.
My Instagram is Mirage C, MarijaHHC. Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram.
Danny, are you alive over there? I don't think Danny has said
I'm
anything
chilling,
for the
I'm
last
chilling.
20. Shout out. Yo, listen. Thank you so much for being such a great guest. My man is like an amazing guest. Thank you. Because you're like, this just slowed you down.
No, y'all just
you're
been
barely
talking so much.
Yo,
I'm
but like, why? Like,
I'm letting y'all.
Get
like,
in the
yeah.
combo, man.
Yeah, but y'all just been flowing so well. I'm
so flow with us.
I love y'all.
Yo, some of the best songs have like 7 features on them shits.
2 courses.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Where you at, though? Where you at, though?
Nah. What movie's next, Ken?
He's queuing them up. Ken's queuing them up. He's on the fly like, yo, fuck. They're like, fuck. They figured out my Seth Rogen gig.
I just Googled Seth fucking Rogen. IMBD, whatever
that is. He said, I just Googled that wrong. IMBD. Kian, you definitely need a mic now.
But admittedly, you said you don't smoke, right?
Yeah, he quit. He quit smoking. He's like, dude, I quit smoking when I stopped surfing.
So you're current as far as...
So you used to smoke like,
stoner raps off
like on the board?
5 minutes.
You used to smoke while, like, on the board?
Cool.
Like, were you smoking weed on your surfboard?
Oh, he was nothing like Brooklyn. You know him, Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yo, we need to have that clip on cue.
Which one?
Oh, my God. Yo, what?
Where Brooklyn
Austin, do you remember? Not only the soundbite, but of her surfboarding with the fucking funnel. You don't remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Lord.
Was she shotgunning a beer? She just funneling a beer?
She was funneling a beer while
on the board.
That shit was insane. Like the fact, yo, someone send it to me because it's so deep in her Instagram. There's no way we'll find it. But you know our audience, man, they'll find anything. So shout out to you. If you find it, send it back. We'll get it done. But go ahead. What you got for us, Austin? I mean, I'm going to go last on this one.
How high?
Oh, dude, honestly, I like that.
Danny. How high?
Yeah, no, I'm not this trash.
Now you gotta tell us why.
Bro, like,
explain yourself.
Maybe I gotta rewatch it. Like,
No,
that's the one movie I was like, actually, a lot of them. No, I put the movies back up there. A lot of them are trash. Like, knocked up. That's just trash. I remember watching Dude, Where's My Car as a little child. I rewatched that like 2 years ago. That shit is as horrible as a movie gets. That's just terrible.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like that. That's the one with Austin Kutcher?
Yeah.
Basura, B.
Trash.
Basura.
Bro, no, Austin Kutcher, man.
Shit was crazy. I was just happy for Austin Kutcher when he started dating Demi Moore.
That
I'm like,
part,
okay.
That part,
I'm like, okay,
in.
My man.
In,
I see you.
So
I see you. You know what I'm saying? Mirage, do you even know who Demi Moore is?
No.
Oh, my God.
She said Demi Moore.
Yo,
hey, I don't either.
Yo, look. He said, I don't either. Oh, man.
Need to culture yourselves, people. She's in commercial and shit right now.
What?
So, what did you decide for how
high? Oh, am I the only one left? Who's it on? Just me? How high for me is meh. I'm with Danny, bro. I hate forced comedy. Listen, horror movies and comedy movies, they hard for me.
Yeah.
They hard. Like, I'm a tough critic, man. Movies, I'm a tough-ass critic. And I watch them all, man. For me, how hard, man?
That's a lot on a lot of these stoner movies. Like, and that's the thing. Like, on a lot of them, it's like there's glimpses of like, you know what I'm saying? But then, like, the actual storyline kicks in or some shit. And it's just like, whatever. This is cheesy as fuck or some shit. It's like,
but, then again, you'll watch some and it's like you don't even know where the storyline is going.
Right? Because you're just high.
Or the movie's just like pointless.
Sporadic, yeah.
Right,
just chaotic.
Stupid. Like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's I hate forced comedy. It's just all that shit is whack. But, Ken, where we at?
We're going Matt. That one, then? How high is Matt?
Yeah, how hot for man. Me is definitely yeah, mad for yeah. me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let me see if they say something different in the comment section before I move on. Whoa, fucking comments. Whoa, why are they going so fast? Okay, stop.
Does she look like the Matrix?
So, slow-mo daddy. Damn, daddy. yeah, how high is trash? Oh, no, they said Danny is trash. How high is the classic? Yeah, but I'm with you. It's like I said, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you, bro. I don't think it was a Fisher Tissue.
Yeah. It's a no for me.
No, it's just funny to hear people's instantaneous responses. Their impassioned responses.
Well, we do got some super chats. We last stopped off on Tony Salgado. Let me see what's next. The big ol' what?
Big Lebowski.
What the hell is that?
You ever seen that? It's not a stoner movie, but honestly, that shit was pretty good.
What the fuck is The Big Lebowski? Where do you find these movies? Yo, this guy needs a mic. Where is Travis with a mic? Travis with a backpack mic to the rescue. Travis with a backpack mic to the rescue. We got FaZe BB Cox who says $1.99 on the Super Chat. He says, tell Danny I want that smoke, 420 Porter Wars. I told you, $2 Super Chats are always the hateful Super Chats. Nobody ever spends money to talk shit. Yo, the cheap ones are always the ones that send the hate.
So how much to respond? At least a 20?
I don't know. You value yourself. That's you. You put it on you because he put a stop emoji with the duck. So he says, stop ducking me.
Nah. Yeah, I need at least a 50. I ain't no cheapo.
Damn, 50?
I need at least a $50 super chat for a response. You know?
FaZe BB cocks back with another. He says, Danny, you better not duck me, son. Who's your promoter? Bro. Ness? And that was another $2 super chat. See what I'm saying?
I'm a promoter.
Yo, ain't there a soundbite? Ain't there a movie like you $2 help?
Right. You just think I'm cheap, man.
Yo, we got Chuck Supremacy with a real $5 super chat. Nah, I'm joking. Everything is real. I'm joking.
Hold on.
Oh, shit. Yeah, spin it twice. for Danny's opponent. Danny's opponent. Oh,
hit the bottom.
So No, you gotta take your. You gotta eat your edible. You gotta eat your edible. I'm sticking with my popcorn. They said I live under a rock nest.
What's that?
He's gonna.
What's that?
That's two.
Was that two?
That's two.
Did we hit that?
Dang, because Danny moved it. We're back at one now.
Come on.
Dang, Danny moved it.
Yo,
we're back at one.
We got a super chat.
Why?
What? Yo, what's up with Austin? I thought he was part of the team. Oh, man. Chuck Supremacy says, my dog Danny sitting in the back like, fuck, he talking. He taking my dog. What? Yo, kid, he said, my dog Danny sitting in the back like, fuck. He's taking my job. Hashtag Deep Thoughts Danny.
Then 420.
Yo, I love it. I love it. Spin the wheel for Chuck Supremacy. That's definitely three in a row. Oh, man. What's that? More edibles. Lord have mercy. Oh, wait. So these gummies. No. What else you got? What's this?
Oh, those are joints.
All right. Can we hit this thing?
Oh, these are joints. Next time. We got to get... What's up?
Tell me you know what Super
Troopers
is.
Yeah, the cop...
I need a fucking... Show me the thumbnail, bro.
You don't know what Super Troopers
is? Where's the IMBD? Give me the actors, man. What is this? Yo, be careful. Your search terms. Yo, Austin took it down immediately. Uh-oh, kid.
He saved it. I didn't see nothing, but I'm not going to incriminate my boy like that. I'm going to make sure we keep him protected.
He saved him.
Yes.
Dude, honestly, this is my favorite scene from the whole movie. This is supposed to get bullied.
License and registration.
Officer, I know that...
License and registration, please.
Isn't he like a Harold Kumar guy?
No.
He doesn't do movies with them?
No, they don't all look good.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying, doesn't he do movies with them? Like the way Seth Rogen chooses the same cast of people?
Have you seen Beer Fest?
I don't know, bro.
Because you are dead on. Yeah, there's a group. It's not that group.
Bro, like Seth has his own voice.
Asshole, dude.
What was the one that Seth did with the other guy that's like up Schitt's Creek or some shit?
Oh, without a paddle?
Yeah.
With the funny ass shark video.
And it's the dude with the red hair. Like he's with him all the time too.
Yeah, Seth Green.
Yeah. Oh, Seth Green. Damn, yeah. Seth Green, yep. Seth Rogen. There you go. Yep. So I got a Cash App just came through from Abraham Lopez. $2 super chat. And it says hashtag duck walk Danny. Don't duck me, son. Border Wars.
Bro, y'all got to pay to get me in the rain, bro.
Bro.
What the fuck?
Bro, he's coming at you on YouTube and Cash App.
Is this like a reference to
I
like
ain't no cheap
hoes.
Yeah, that's like a... Because we used to do... We got like 13 events that we did where... Our listeners.
This shit don't even exist no more. Look.
I know. They're trying to bring it back with you. But that's an entry for FaZe BB Cox, which I believe may be Abraham Lopez on Cash App. But where are we with your movies?
That's been.
I really love this set. This shit looks amazing.
Super Troopers. You don't know what that is?
Yeah.
We're gonna rate that. That was the next one.
Never seen that shit, bro. Yeah. Tell me the year it came out, man.
It was like 70.
Yeah.
What?
90.
What?
I think it might be. It's
no,
definitely early 2000s.
Go to IMDb, yeah. Man. It's yeah. Not. I mean, I'm going to do this shit myself. My man says
one of the only things I know on the internet, dude.
No, that shit came out in like the mid 2000s. Oh, damn.
2001.
2001,
bro.
So it's only been 21 years since.
It's only been 2 decades. Plus one.
No, I didn't watch this shit, bro. I didn't watch this shit. Not even on a fucking playback. I'm sorry.
In the time it's been out, a child's been legal to drink.
I never watched this shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool. It's funny. It's like stupid funny, right?
Well, that's what I say. That first scene, when bruh, I fuck with them because they're
it's
high
like
as fuck.
Stupid funny,
like,
but
that shit's funny, dude. Like,
but
and then it kind of like
yeah, meh.
Into like corny, yeah.
Meh.
What's a good movie? What's your favorite?
Yeah, let's go that route.
Bro, what songs movie was popping in 2021? Like, y'all tripping, man? That was
that shit.
Song?
I meant whatever movie that shit came out.
Oh, 2001?
That was 2001. Oh, that was a bad year, right?
No. I mean 9/11.
Oh. No, but the way that was,
oh, yeah, that was,
bad. Was that 2011?
No, that was
2011.
Oh. Oh my God.
Bro, I'm high.
Yeah, when you said that was a bad year, yeah.
I was spot on the
nail,
first time.
Nail on
but,
the head.
But you know, listen.
You okay, bro?
Bro, listen, shit is
yeah,
fucking.
Love,
look, I got the chef hat because I'm cooking already, bro. These days, you know, it's not easy over here.
Yeah,
well, all right, back to the movies.
Okay, so you have seen Super Troopers, Danny has. Where do you put it?
No, that's like
the producer with no mic says you have seen Super Troopers and Danny hasn't. So where do you put it?
Yeah, that's
I'll put
like
it, man.
That's why I didn't waste my time watching it.
Because you raised a good point about the forced stoner comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that's who their niche audience was meant to be, then I see a lot of that. Like, there were certain scenes where it was like, just for the fuck withery aspect of it, like the meow. and that part where they pulled over is like, that's funny when people get fucked with their heads fucked with
mm-hmm.
their head, like, yeah, I laughed my ass off that, but then yeah, the majority of it was more of that sketch type comedy type, or I don't even know if that's an accurate description, but
Mike Thompson in the chat said that Danny is slower than 1990s internet right now.
Dial up. We got a Cash App, $5 super chat. You can spin that wheel. He says, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle? ? Do you have that up there?
Yeah,
yeah, that's the one we've rated, right?
Yeah.
All right. And he gets two entries, so that's New York Bullet. Two entries. Mac and Devin.
Mm-mm.
Bro, Mac my man is killing me.
With Wiz and Snoop. I've seen it.
Bro, it's just
I don't remember it.
It's just I was doing shit.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah, I gotta remember
when he bro, IMDb has this shit rated at 2 stars and he wanted me to waste my 2012 watching that movie.
Oh, my 2012?
Bruh.
Bigger and better things.
Bro, and 2012 was a fucking amazing year in boxing. Let me tell you, ain't that when Broner Maidana happened, 2012?
Yeah.
2012 was fantastic. What else happened in 2012? Was it Canelo Maidana? I mean, excuse me, Canelo Floyd?
No, that was 2013.
Mm. Well, 2012 opened up to some hot shit. Fucking Mac and Del. I never even. Who is that? Snoop so whack anyway, man.
It's Snoop and Wiz Khalifa.
Right. He was only good when he did songs with Jay Z, man.
Let's
fucking go. Yo, Snoop.
He's high.
I'm not.
Like, his movies wasn't good. Let's be real. His movies wasn't good. And his best video ever in life is the one with Pharrell.
Remember Car Wash?
Dude. And on top of that, The Dark Knight Rises came out in 2012. Dude.
That's fucking right, bro.
The pinnacle of Batman, the best Batman movie.
I mean, Christian Bale Batman. Woo. Mirage is like, what are they talking about?
Yo,
Mirage is in the corner like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yo, 2012, I was in high school.
Yo, all right.
2012,
we got another
super
chat.
High school definitely wasn't
there. Chuck Supremacy says, that explains why no one is calling in. My dog Danny will go offline. Hashtag dial up Danny. Laughing out loud. Bro, they coming at you. What's
That's
going on?
Laugh on the
Listen, so
Danny.
What's the last movie we got to rate to wrap this up, Kian? Oh, shout out Chuck Supremacy. I mean, Chuck Supremacy, right?
Yeah.
No, wait. Who the fuck? That's right.
We got a couple choices you can do. Dazed and Confused or...
A couple choices. Dazed and Confused. Oh,
I
took...
No, man, fuck that. I want The Wash. I want The Wash on it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah, of course, man.
Who was it? Ice Cube and Snoop?
Yeah.
Wasn't Ice Cube, like, the good one? And what happened in that movie?
Bro, they was...
Give me the synopsis, man.
They both was up there.
I remember it like a motherfucker.
Right. That's not.
Didn't they live in the
movie?
Same house together? I mean, anything with Snoop is going to be considered a Snow the movie because they're going to play off him smoking weed.
That part. Oh, like,
all day, every day. Plus, that's just him. My man was on Triller smoking.
Remember?
That was a $5 super chat, so
he
gets
he
two entries.
He kept fucking up, right?
You heard? Who kept fucking up? Keep going.
Snoop.
Yeah.
Like, he kept getting in trouble and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like his avenue to keep his head on straight, supposedly. But he was still like selling weed and shit up in the movie, right?
Yo, what about that other one? I'm about to show my age. Oh my god, what's the one with Mike Epps, man? That's the weed movie. This dude tripping. My man had a whole package of fucking bud in the mail. Remember, I ain't gonna say he's UPS, but he was like UPS. He stumbled across a package. It was all work, and he stole it.
What was the movie though,
man? I don't know.
I know exactly.
It's with Mike Epps, man.
I know exactly what you're talking
is
about.
Is it Mike Epps or Michael Epps?
Mike Epps.
We got Google at our fingertips.
Mirage is like, I still don't know what the fuck that's on.
Wikipedia, that shit. Filmography, that shit.
Oh, at least I hit it. Yo, so are we done with these movies? Because we need to wrap up.
Next day.
That's it right there. What does IMDb give it? What was ranked? Or Rotten Tomatoes? What about Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, be real. That was like an anticlimactic list. Like, it kind of went up before it came out.
What? The movie?
Or the list of movies like
that. Yeah. Because he got stuck. He wasn't expecting us to shit on his movie list. IMDb at least has it at 3 stars, which is one more star than your whack-ass mac and cheese. Yeah. So I win again. That's all I care about. Plus... Oh, my God, Rotten Tomatoes, fuck you. Yo, 21% Rotten Tomatoes, they suck. Crazy. I bet you the people don't have it rated like that. Like, the people like that movie way more. Look, 77% liked it. Get out of here. Anyway, you done with your movies? That's it? So who wins?
So
who?
Friday being the best one.
Friday, look, he's so disappointed. Friday's best run.
Fucking knocked up, man.
Shit. Fucking knocked up shit it was. Hey, at
I
least.
That dice throw shit.
Yo.
Honestly, I did.
At least, I watched it. Like, I actually liked Knocked Up.
Dude,
that shit was funny as hell. What's the actress name, the blonde hair girl?
Oh, she's the worst.
No, fuck out of here. I love her.
She is the worst. She's like. She was like, I'm removing myself from the, I think it was the Emmys because my writing wasn't good enough.
Blacklisted in Hollywood.
Yeah, because of Grey's Anatomy.
She was a good actor.
Yeah, she made that racist comment or something.
Well, that too, but she like was like, I don't think
that
my writing's good enough.
Well, that too, but.
I thought that was like the number one reason. But...
Right, well, it's definitely like.
Man, I'm so not hit with pop culture. I didn't know that shit.
What the?
That. Racist comment.
Yeah, am I gonna be wrong?
I believe so. I think the answer, but I know for sure she was like, "Remove me from the Emmys because I don't think my work is good enough."
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was like, "All right, then, fuck." Yeah.
All right.
So what other movies has she been in?
Yeah, she got nominated.
She had a few, bro. Because What is it? What is it? Adam, what's my man name? Come on, Sam. Is it Sandler?
Sandler.
His wife is the girl that had two twins, right?
Think so.
Or two daughters that are always in all their movies as
well.
Yeah,
she's always in his movies,
too. Yeah, so that woman in Knocked Up eventually did movies with the wife of Adam with the children.
Mm.
I mean, she's got a lot of shit. And then she start from... Fuck, isn't she the girl from Roswell? Like, didn't she start on TV? Oh, man, I'm dead. I'm done. You guys,
yeah,
whatever. Who won?
Dude,
yo, somebody got to buy me a chain. Madison, give me sponsor. I need a fucking rope chain like the boxes. This should be looking good on me. This is the only prop I like. And a chef hat, though. I'm cooking in this bitch. Cooking at night. What you got? All right, but what movie was... Oh, Friday. All right, so we're done with the Super Chats, I believe. Let me refresh here. Mirage, where can they find you?
Instagram at Mirage C, MARIJAHHC.
And Brandon, where can they find you?
At Blase310, BLASE 310.
And Ringwalk.
Ringwalk Daniel on all platforms.
Nesta Gibbs on TikTok, Nest GT on Instagram and Twitter. Catch us on the next one. We appreciate you rocking out with us for our first ever 420 episode. I hope you appreciated there were some hiccups. Let us know in the comment section what we should do, how we can improve. We also, don't go anywhere, we got to give away the lucky winner. Who's the winner? Who's the winner? Who's the winner? Who's the winner? And remember, winners, you got to contact me, preferably on DM or something like that, to give out your address and claim. You know, and you get the Uga shirt. You get a TBV shirt, the Uga shirt. And what else you giving out? Oh, that's all he's giving out. What a cheapskate.
And the props.
And he don't want to give away his props. He's like, fuck no.
Steel.
Oh, shit. Shout out Steel. We don't have his address. Steel, hit me up. If you're a Patreon, hit me up on Patreon. If not, hit me up on Instagram at NestGTO or at The Boxing Voice. Catch us on the next one. Again, we appreciate you rocking out with us. Thank you to everybody in the studio. Austin, Kian, Madison, thank you for bringing this great guest. Brandon, you have been official. We hope to have you back.
Thank you, man.
Shout out to Ringwalk. Shout out to Miraja, Malik, Omar. We appreciate you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Catch us on the next one.
Peace.
That part.
All right. Hey, real quick.